Pogansky takes a hit but keeps going with a man on his back, and it goes in! It's a Tri-City Storm goal! Picked up by Gomez, finds Cecere, shot, score! Cecere took the shot, and the Storm get a power play goal! Martin with a shot, and he scores! Cutler Martin, a power play goal! L'Esperance with a great shot, and he scores! Joel L'Esperance streaking through the neutral zone. Eastman throws it in! It's a goal! Kyle Eastman, first goal of the season! Rebound score! Garrett Gomez on a rebound! Gives the Storm a 2-1 advantage! Lukowski fires a shot and scores! Nolan Lukowski gets the Storm on the board with a power play goal!
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin. This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome inside the icebox, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry we had some technical difficulties to get going here, but you're with us on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Tri-City Storm and the Lincoln Stars getting ready to get going here at the icebox for the Storm. It's game number 8 this season, and we are going to go right into the CHS Coach's Corner and have you guys hear from the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie. A very interesting week here for the Storm, and Josh is going to recap everything and get us set here for tonight's game. It's the CHS Agra Center. It's the CHS Coach's Corner right here on the Breeze. Jared Sheffrin and Josh Howgie here, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm. Storm taking on Lincoln tonight in the icebox. It's the CHS Agri-Service Center in Senex, Coach's Corner. And Coach, after last weekend's homestand, a busy week here in the office, three trades. You pick up Christian Horn from the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Were all these moves a reaction to how the team's been playing, or was this just an opportunity to get better?
Well, I think the opportunity to add Christian, like, for us, it was a no-brainer, and we had to make room for it. So that was, I guess, the first piece of the puzzle. We'd been talking with Muskegon for Sean Lang here for a little bit, and when that became available and we, you know, had an opportunity to pull the trigger there, they both just kind of happened. So, again, I think they both were opportunities for us to get better, so we felt like we had to make them.
Now, Sean Lang not in the lineup here tonight. Christian Horn is in the lineup, and he's skated with you twice. What does he bring to your team, and what have you seen from him so far just in a couple practices?
Well, he's mature. He's got a presence to him when he's on the ice. He kind of settles things down. He skates well. He's extremely responsible for his centerman. For us, that's an area where we felt like we're lacking a little bit. We just didn't have the depth up the middle that we would like to have, so he can move into that spot, and, you know, we can slide Andrew Mayer to a wing where he's his natural position. I think it makes us a little bit better. He distributes the puck very well, so we're just really excited to have him aboard.
One of your wings, Ross Olsen, announced yesterday that he has been suspended for 4 games by the USHL. Couple different hits that they referenced when they made the announcement. What did you see when you reviewed those hits, and what happened with that?
Well, the whole process, you know, the visiting team's coach sent in the clips, and then from there the league takes a look at them, and then there's a hearing where it's the player involved, the coach, and then the three people that make the decision. And we watch the clips and talked with the league officials. You know, again, we're not necessarily pleased with the decision, but we'll honor whatever the league has to say. And you know, Ross is a physical player that you know, we've talked about him controlling his emotions and controlling his big body, and at this point, like, he just, when he hits people, he's got to be, the way the game's changing, he's got to be more aware.
Yeah, it's probably tough for him too, being that he played here last season, so I'm sure he was looking forward to getting back into this building. But again, suspension's only 4 games. He'll have plenty of other opportunities to get in the lineup here at the icebox. But Coach, it's your first time here in Lincoln this season, and obviously a tough place to play. Didn't get any wins here last season. What makes this such a tough environment?
Well, you know, there's not a ton of bells and whistles to it. It's just a building with a lot of people, and they're right on top of you. So the fans are really loud. You really have to control your emotions. You have to make sure that, you're never too high and never too low. If something bad happens, you have to respond to it. And for some reason, this rink last year, it was a house of horrors. I mean, the puck was bouncing, 18 different ways, and it always seemed like it ended up on their stick. So it's a new season. Glad it's not last season. Excited to get a chance here at the Icebox.
It's going to be a new look here for your goaltender. You got Hayden Levine starting in net tonight. It'll be his first time in the building. Any little advice, tidbits that you might give him before he takes it between the pipes?
You know what? I think for a young goaltender, sometimes it's just easier to get on the road and get where fans hate you and they yell at you and they scream. I mean, there's no pressure for him. It's a brand new atmosphere. He doesn't really know what to expect, and he's going to have people yelling at him. So we're just going to tell him to be him and keep his composure and just have fun with it. It's a great place, and we're hoping that him playing on the road will make it a little bit easier for a young goaltender in his second game.
First overnight road trip for the Storm this season, and it'll start here in Lincoln tomorrow night in Omaha. Take care of business here tonight. It's the head coach, Josh Howgie, joining us in the CHS Agri-Service Center in Senex. Coach's Corner. Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thanks a lot, Jared.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher's
Quick. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow-top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viera Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Welcome back inside the Icebox here in Lincoln. Jared Schaffern with you as we get ready for the Tri-City Storm and the Lincoln Stars here in the Viera Wireless pregame show. Viera Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viera Event Center. Get more with Viera Wireless today. Visit us at Viera.com. And the Storm once again coming into this game here with a record of 2-3-2. They have 6 points. Lincoln also with 6 points. And so the two teams are tied right now at the bottom of the Western Conference. This is a big start for the weekend for both teams. The Storm here facing the Lincoln Stars for the second time this season. Lincoln was in Kearney to open the season on September 28th. The Storm defeated the Stars in a shootout, and that was the first win of the year for the Storm. First win against the Stars in quite some time. Last season, these two teams were getting going, and the Storm fell short all nine times when the two teams faced last year. But here it's a new season, and the Storm have a 1-0 record against Lincoln, and now it's time to check the starting lineups presented by Burger King. The home of the Whopper, Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with 5 locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and 2 locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. And we'll start first for the Tri-City Storm starting lineup. The visiting team here tonight at the Icebox. The Storm have some new lines, and tonight they will unveil one of them. And really, this is has a chance to be a very powerful line. And the Storm will start with Dan Lebosky at the left wing, Christian Horn, the new center they've acquired here from the Minnesota Golden Gophers, and Austin Pogansky on the right wing. Lebosky and Christian Horn played together at Benilde St. Margaret's High School in Minnesota. They won a state championship playing with each other in 2012, a Class AA state title with Lebosky and Horn. Lebosky on the left wing has 3 assists in 7 games this season. Horn will be playing in his first USHL game tonight as the Tri-City Storm trying to get some offense rolling. On the right wing with those two guys, they've got their leading goal scorer, Austin Pogansky. Pogansky with 4 goals in 6 games thus far, and he'll be on the right wing there to start things for the Storm. On defense, Cutler Martin will be on the left defense, number 4. He is 6'1", 205 pounds from East Lansing, Michigan, committed to the University of Michigan, and he will play with Jalen Schultz. Schultz still looking for his first point on the season, has played in 7 games. Here for the Storm, he wears number 8. He's originally from Cambridge, Minnesota. He's on the right wing with Cutler Martin. In net tonight for the Tri-City Storm is number 41, Hayden Levine. Levine making his second USHL start as he made one a few weeks back against the Sioux City Musketeers. Here tonight, Levine will be in net, and it'll be his first chance to see this Lincoln barn and the atmosphere here in Lincoln. Looking forward to see what Levine's got. He's 6'3", 180 pounds. Brampton, Ontario native, played for the Wellington Dukes last season, and he's committed to the University of Michigan. Now let's take a look at the Lincoln lineup. Lincoln Stars about to announce their starters here at the Icebox, and we get ready to go. Lincoln will start with their top line here of Jason Stepanek, Luke Bolton, and Brandon Smith. Stepanek wearing number 17 on the left wing, a native of Monroe, New York. Luke Bolton in the center wears number 10. Bolton played last season for the Des Moines Buccaneers. He will get the start here at center. And on the right wing, it's Brandon Smith, who wears number 11. Smith this season with a goal and an assist in 5 games. Once again, wearing number 11 on the right wing. On defense for Lincoln, number 21, Zach Fry on the left defense. Fry is in his fourth USHL season. He's played 6 games this year. He has 3 points. He's a plus 1. And he also is second in the USHL with 30 penalty minutes. The Storm also have a player in the top numbers in penalty minutes. That's Drew Mayer. Mayer also with 30 penalty minutes. On the right defense is number 5, Jared Colquist for Lincoln. Colquist here in his second USHL season after playing with the Sioux City Musketeers a season ago. Colquist, through 7 games, has an assist. He is minus 3 this season. In net for Lincoln, number 33, Michael Bitzer. Bitzer gets the start here after last season leading the Lincoln Stars, and now this season again having a very good start to the season. Bitzer, a veteran goaltender, committed to Bemidji State for his college hockey experience, and he is in net for the Lincoln Stars here tonight. Now it's time for our New West 3 Keys to Victory as we get set to go here in Lincoln. Stars about to have their starting lineup and their light show, which has been talked about much through the USHL since they've started as a team back in 1997, and they're getting ready to go. The Keys to Victory presented by New West. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries from the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. 3 keys to victory here tonight for the Tri-City Storm in a loud building here at the Icebox in Lincoln. Number 1, Storm got to get settled in quickly. It's going to be tough for some of these new players. The Storm have a young team. A lot of these players have not seen a game in this building. They've not played in this atmosphere. The Storm had Ross Olsen. He is suspended for 4 games. So Olsen, who used to play here for the Stars, will not be in the lineup tonight. Not a lot of veterans either for the Storm. This is going to be important with a young goaltender in net and Hayden Levine that they get chances early and settle down with a big crowd and a loud atmosphere here in Lincoln. Also, want to cut down on unnecessary penalties. The Storm have taken a lot of penalties that they don't need to take. Clutching, hooking, holding, tripping. Those kind of penalties that come at bad times. High sticking. Those things have hurt the Storm here early on this season. And it's going to be important for the Storm to make sure they cut down on those unnecessary penalties. You don't want to give Lincoln any more chances here in this place. Finally, the Storm want to play at their own pace. I think the Storm need to make sure that they play at their own pace. Don't get caught up in the atmosphere. Again, everything's really about atmosphere. If you can take the crowd out of this game, it becomes much more easy to play against the Lincoln team here that's done very well in this building over the years. But this year, Lincoln, only with one win, they've struggled to start. They got the late head coaching change with Jimmy McGarty taking over late. And they have the veteran goaltender with Michael Bitzer. But they're struggling to get scoring. Both teams here have struggled with scoring. Both teams averaging 1.8 goals per game. So it's been tough to get goals. And if you give Lincoln any extra chances, it's going to be tough to come out with a win here at the Icebox. Josh Howgie knows it. The Tri-City Storm know it. The Storm now on the ice. After Lincoln's lineup has been announced, we're going to take a quick break here for the national anthem and come back with Puck Drop in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play right here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Hey, hockey fans, this is Jeff from Big O Tires, and if you need new tires or auto service this fall or winter and are a little strapped for cash, come to Big O Tires and check out our 90-day or 6-month interest-free financing. Get your tires or brakes done today and take up to 6 months to pay for them with no interest cost. It's just another way we want to earn your business here at Big O Tires, the team you trust with 3 convenient Tri-City locations. Tire service straight talk. We are Big O Tires, the team you trust.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always. The skates are on, the helmets tight. It's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome inside the icebox for Tri-City Storm hockey here in Lincoln. The Storm and Stars ready to go here. For the second time this season, Tri-City Storm in their purple uniforms with white helmets and white lettering and numbering on the back. They will go from left to right on your radio dial. Lincoln comes out with their home white uniforms, blue lettering and numbering on the back, blue trim on the side, and white helmets for the home Lincoln Stars. We'll get to see right away what Christian Horn is made of. He gets the start for the Storm, and he'll take the opening draw against Luke Bolton as we get underway. Here from Lincoln. It's the Nebraska Lottery first period of play, and we are underway. Lincoln wins the faceoff, and Fry has it back in his own end. Now it's turnover neutralized to the Tri-City Storm. Schultz ahead, and it's dumped in deep by Tri-City, and Lebowski got a piece of it to go in deep. Now in the far side corner, it's moved around to Jalen Schultz. Schultz kept it at the line, but now it comes out, and here's a rush for Lincoln. Jason Stepanek, who scored the last time these two teams met, takes a quick shot on Levine, and a big hit. Stepanek takes down Lebowski. Lebowski gets right back up and gets in the play. Storm able to clear the zone. Lincoln throws it right back in on Levine, who makes the glove saves. And hangs on. Now leaves it for Martin. Martin ahead. to Wilkie. Got stopped at his own line. Now Martin on the other side for Schultz. Schultz stopped it with a skate. It's banked out of the zone. And here's the Storm and Chase McMurphy dumping it in deep. Zach Pittman back to get it for the Stars. And McMurphy's there behind the net. Gets wrapped around to the near side where Glukowski keeps it in. Now on the near side corner. Down low in the Lincoln end. As played on the near side and now out of the zone. Storm was trying to keep it in. And now Garrett Cecere, who is back for Tri-City after missing a few weeks, plays it. And Berger on the near side. Couldn't get it out. Quick shot. Save made Levine. And he hangs on. So the shot from the bad angle there from John Simonson. And Levine makes the save. Hangs on and stops play. We're underway. 1:10 into this one. Scoreless game here on the Breeze. Tri-City Storm and Lincoln Stars here from the icebox in Lincoln. Les Perrance will take the draw now against John Simonson. Simonson, the leading scorer for Lincoln, 6 points in the team's first 7 games. Faceoff is won by the Stars, but now taken away by Alderth out of the zone. Back into Lincoln's side of things, and Magnus Hoff has it. Hoff circles around in his own end, moving forward. Now Simonson banks it into the Storm end. Glukowski's there. Simonson took a hit. Glukowski able to move it. Now he takes a hit. Got it to Cecere. Turned over to Hoff. Rolls one in on the crease. And it rolls off the side of the net where Lesperance has it. Lesperance forward for Drew Mayer. And a penalty is upcoming to Lincoln. Jonathan Debien will go to the box. An early penalty to Lincoln for a tripping call. And Lesperance drew it. Glukowski has a few words to say to Debien as he heads to the box. And the Storm on the Century 21 power play for the first time tonight. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call Century 21 today, 308-234-5550. 2 minutes on the board in the Storm of the power play. Lebowski off the faceoff lost the puck, and it goes out of the zone. It's all the way down into the Storm end of things as we're on the Century 21 power play. Wilkie leaves it for Glukowski. And now Nolan Glukowski starts forward, the defenseman for Tri-City. Finds Lebowski on the near side. Lebowski jumps it in. And going to chase now. There are a few players. Jared Kolkfist got to it first. Berger took him down. And now on the near side, it's moved to Lincoln. And the Stars able to clear all the way back down to Levine. Aiden Levine, second start for the Storm this season. Wilkie's got it now on the power play to Glukowski. And now back to Wilkie. Wilkie moves up ice. He passes the red line. Wilkie taken away by Lampasso as he tried to move it in the zone. And Lincoln has possession of it now. 45 seconds gone by. Here's Lampasso in on side. And Lampasso threw one to the far side corner. Kept in by Pittman. And now the Storm take control. Tri-City on the Century 21 power play. Haven't gotten much going here through the first minute. Glukowski now finds Christian Horn. Horn moves into the zone. Horn stops on the far side. Picks the puck back. Horn down low to Lesperance. Lesperance moved it to Mayer in the far side corner. Mayer trying to do battle there, two-a-side battle. Storm able to come away with it. Tri-City with it. On the far side, it's Mayer. Up top for Martin. Back to Mayer. Now Cecere. Cecere. Martin, slap shot, was blocked. Now Cecere has it. Cecere at the top of the zone. Takes the shot, was blocked again. Here's Horn. Horn can't get a handle on it. 30 seconds left of the power play. Horn gets it back. Trying to find Martin. And it was turned over to Lincoln, and now Lincoln able to clear. 23 seconds remaining in the Century 21 power play. Scoreless game here. Storm ahead. Storm on the power play, in a scoreless game. Cecere now ahead. It gets touched up by McMurphy. Rolls deep into the Lincoln end, and Bitzer able to clear himself. 10 seconds left in the power play. Torrey Dello on the ice for Tri-City. Dello on the far side. Got it to Gomez. Gomez got to the red line, dumped it into the Lincoln end, and we are back at even strength, 16:22 remain in the opening period. Lincoln with the puck now. They get to the red line and shoot it in deep. Levine out of his net to play it as Kevin Kerr brings it forward. Kerr up to the far side wall where Ryan McMurphy able to get it out of the zone. Rolling back to the Lincoln end. Icing is waved off as Zach Fry goes to get it. Fry, 4 minutes into this game, scoreless here in Lincoln. The Storm stops. Lincoln's attack in neutral ice. Nice job by Dello. Eastman takes a hit, trying to move the puck on the far side wall. It works out here for Lincoln, who dumps it into the Storm end. Dello back to play it now with Dominic Sacco behind the net. And Sacco ends up with possession. Now Hunter Anderson. Anderson to the center. It went off a skate to the far side wall. Sacco up top. And now over to Willett. Willett with a shot, and it's deflected wide of the net. With some room on the left side of the net there. And now Hunter Anderson, a big, strong body, able to get possession of Sacco. Sacco behind the Storm net. Back to Anderson. Anderson up top for Willett again. Willett takes a shot. Blocked by Eastman. Nice job by Kyle Eastman there on the block shot. And now Gomez on the rebound, able to flip it into Lincoln zone and go off on a change. Nice job by the Storm to recover there after a good Lincoln possession. Now it's back into the Storm end where Cutler Martin has it. Martin forward to Berger. Chase Berger brings it in on the far side wall. Berger to the center with a centering pass, and Bitzer able to smother it in the crease and stop play. 5:05 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm. I don't know if I said 5:05. 15:05 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm and Lincoln Stars are scoreless here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Faceoff is to the right of Bitzer in the Lincoln end. Tri-City, not much possession early in this game. Had a power play, couldn't do much with it. Faceoff is won by Tri-City. Cecere able to keep it in on the far side wall. And now it moves around to the near side. Lincoln trying to move ahead. It's Chase McMurphy who keeps it in. Now back to Berger. Berger trying to spin one up top. Wilkie had a shot that was deflected. And now McMurphy down low again. Pittman was the first man there. Puck was free on the far side wall. Lampasso has it. And now it's back down low. Storm still fighting for it. Here, good shift off a face-off win, and it's moved to Luke Shiplow. Shiplow out of the zone, and it's picked up by Cecere. Now on the near side, Glukowski through the center where Berger deflects in deep. Nice job by Chase Berger. And now Lincoln has possession once again. The Stars here on the near side, glove down by Schultz in neutral ice to stop the rush, but now it's dumped in deep by Lincoln. Cutler Martin, first man there, played it around the far side where Lampasso got it down to Humitz. Humitz takes a hit from Schultz, and now Martin brings the puck back. Martin with some time through neutral ice. Lebowski now for Horn. Horn dumps in deep, goes and skates to it in the near side corner. Found Pogansky, who moved it up the wall, but was taken by Lincoln. Now Lebowski and Pogansky in on the puck, picked up by the Stars. Lincoln with it now. Lincoln trying to get out of their zone, turned over to Lebowski. Nice little pass, but now turned back over to Lincoln. And the Stars have it through neutral ice. A shot that Levine fends off. Big rebound in front was cleared by the Storm. Nice pass by Mayer over to Lebowski. Lebowski to the red line and dumps in deep. Mayer will go and chase. Lebowski finishes the change. And now Lincoln has it. But they turn it right back to the Storm. And Aldworth got it to L'Esperance. In onside. L'Esperance with a shot. Deflection. Rebound. L'Esperance to the center. A chance for Aldworth. Rebound loose in the crease. Mayer had an opportunity there. Couldn't get it through. Bitzer. Looks like he was on his game early on. Aldworth down low to Mayer. Mayer trying to get into the center, and it was taken away. Now it's Volton. Volton on the far side wall. Lincoln able to get to neutral ice. And now it's moved in for Stepanek, but he's taken off the puck quickly by Dello. Now Aldworth for L'Esperance. L'Esperance able to chip it in deep. Storm go off on a change here of defensemen. L'Esperance goes and changes. Aldworth had it on the near side wall, taken away by the Lincoln Stars. Stars with it now. It's Volton. Fanned on a pass. Glukowski takes it away. Now Aldworth. Aldworth into the zone. Aldworth trying to make a move. Left it off. A stick was loose on the ice. Puck's now loose on the far side. Ryan McMurphy gets in there to play it. Taken away by Lincoln, though. And here are the Stars through neutral ice. In onside now is Magnus Hoff. Keeps it on the near side wall. Pittman dumps it deep. It's moved now by Simonson. Simonson in the far side corner of the Storm. And Chanson, a shot. Save made by Levine. Rebound loose, and Cecere has it. Cecere flips it into neutral ice. Lincoln gets it back and dumps it in deep to the Storm end. Levine out of his net. Levine plays it on the near side for Glukowski. Glukowski right in front of the broadcast booth here. And Eastman starts it forward. Kyle Eastman past the red line. Eastman on the near side. Passed it into the zone where Gomez was streaking. Went too far in front of him, but Gomez able to recover. Down to McMurphy. McMurphy in the far side corner. Gets some help from Cutler Martin, who's in. Martin throws a shot in on net. Bitzer made the save. Rebound loose. It's banked out of the zone all the way into the Storm, and it'll be an icing on Lincoln. 11:43 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm and Lincoln Stars are scoreless here at the Icebox on the Breeze. 94.5 FM KLIQ. Scoreless game here. And Storm trying to develop a rush here, trying to develop some forechecking, and they've done that. Berger will take the faceoff here to the left of Michael Bitzer in the Lincoln end. Stars win the faceoff. Comes around to the far side wall. Martin keeps it in with a skate. Second attempt to clear. Captain Wilkie. Wilkie makes a great move to the center. Bitzer made the save. The rebound went wide. Oh, my goodness. What a move by Chris Wilkie to get himself free. Now Martin with a shot to keep it in. It was blocked and now out to neutral ice where Lincoln will rush into the Storm end. Jalen Schultz gets to the puck first. Moves away from one defender. Banks it off the wall out of the zone. Wilkie was trying to race with it, but it was taken back by Lincoln and thrown all the way into the Storm end. It was deflected by a Lincoln player to negate the icing. Ooh, that was almost another icing on Lincoln. And now Cutler Martin starts it forward for Wilkie. Wilkie makes the play to Berger. Berger past the red line, dumps in deep. Storm are really getting the pucks in deep tonight. That's what I've seen here through the first 9 minutes of this game, a scoreless game. As Lincoln brings it past the red line now into the Storm end. They're in onside. Hunter Anderson with a shot. Save Levine. Rebound was loose. And it hopped over Dominic Sekosik. Another save by Levine on a shot from Daniel Willett. Excuse me, that's Colquist at the right point. And now it's moved out by the Storm. Kevin Kerr racing for it in neutral ice. Kerr gets it in and gets it in deep once again. Storm have definitely got those pucks deep here early on as Horn overskated one, and here comes Lincoln with a rush the other way. Anderson trying to catch up to it. Kevin Kerr wins the race to that one, and Kerr will leave it for Dello on the far side. Dello with a long cross-ice pass. Nice play over to Horn. Christian Horn on the near side gets taken down. No call coming, and Lincoln will move the other way. Glukowski played it back for Mayer. Mayer's in outside. He gets taken down. No call coming. Mayer looked like he was tripped there. No call from the officials. And it's back in the Lincoln end once again. Luke Shiplow has it. Shiplow with some pressure from Drew Mayer. Shiplow now to the near side for Pittman. Pittman cross-ice pass for Lampasso. It rolled through Cecere's skates. And Lampasso shoots it wide. And an upcoming penalty on Cecere. Cecere got beat. And Lampasso was held up. A slashing call to Tri-City will give Lincoln their first power play opportunity of the night in a scoreless game with 9:53 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Thanks for tuning into the Breeze. Storm on the road here. It's actually going to be Glukowski on the slash. Thought it was Cecere. He was the initial player who got beat. Glukowski also on the ice. He was trying to get back. And the Storm will be shorthanded for the next 2 minutes. For a limited time, enter a non-winning $2 camo cash scratch ticket, and you could win one of 10 $300 cash prizes from the Nebraska Lottery. Camo Cash has a $15,000 top prize, so play today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. Once again, 9:53 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. We got a scoreless game between the Tri-City Storm and the Lincoln Stars. 2 minutes on the board. It's a Nolan Glukowski penalty. We're going to head now to the GNC penalty kill. We want to remind you, for all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings. Visit GNC today. So the faceoff in the Storm end, as once again Glukowski in the box for slashing. Lincoln on the power play for the first time tonight. Storm have had one power play. They're 0-for-1. Ryan McMurphy will take the draw for Tri-City, and it looks like Brandon Smith will be in the circle for Lincoln. Smith playing right wing here tonight. It'll take the draw here, and he wins it. Quick shot off the draw. Levine with a great right pad save and deflects it right into the net. So we'll have a faceoff at the same spot we just had one to the right of Levine. Levine with a split second save on that one. Nice windup from Daniel Willett there at the left point. And Levine with that right pad got over and made the save. 3 seconds into the power play for Lincoln. 9:50 remaining in a scoreless first period. Face off the scrum for it. Martin gloves it down and banks it out of the zone. Nice job by Cutler Martin there on the penalty kill, clearing it all the way down the ice. Dello comes off in favor of Jalen Schultz. 15 seconds into the Lincoln power play in the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. Bolton in onside. Bolton moves down low. Bolton with speed. Up top it goes to the point now. Shiplow, his former teammate, takes a shot that was blocked by Lebowski. Lebowski lost his stick. He's going to go for a change. Here's an open man for Lincoln. It was Bolton. He couldn't handle the pass. Storm back into the play. It's Eastman who jumps on the ice. Now Shiplow got some room. Takes a shot. Deflection wide of the net. And McMurphy was in position to try to block that shot, but he couldn't. Now again, up top to Shiplow with a shot. Save made by Levine with the right pad. Rebound into the near side corner. It's Smith. Smith threw one to the net, and Levine pounces on top in the crease. 8:58 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. 1:05 left in the Tri-City Storm GNC penalty kill. Nolan Glukowski in the box serving a slashing call. Hayden Levine getting some action here in front of his crease. Face-off is to the right of Levine. Storm penalty killers on right now. It's Chase Berger who will take the draw against John Simonson for Lincoln. Simonson the leading point scorer right now for Lincoln early in this season. And off the face-off, we get a stoppage and a false start. So we'll redo this face-off. Once again, Berger and Simonson. Simonson, the captain of this Lincoln team. And wins the faceoff for Lincoln. Colquist on the right point. Colquist guarded by Berger. Now moves it to the left point. And now some pressure from the Storm. Can't get the puck. It's Davey Ann, who plays it back up top. Over to Colquist on the right. Centering pass, deflection off the backboards. Magnus Hoff keeps it alive for Lincoln. Simonson takes a hit. Davey Ann trying to play it with a glove. Kerr is all over him. Storm trying to get the puck loose and get it out of the zone here on the penalty kill. Simonson behind the net for Lincoln. Puck's loose. Kerr put it into the corner. Couldn't get possession. Hoff back up top there to Connor Franti. Now over to the near side. Colquist back to Franti with a deflection on the shot slash pass. Over to Magnus Hoff. Hoff with some room. Berger trying to chip the puck away from Hoff. Final 18 seconds of the power play. Hoff has it on the left circle. Holding it. Takes a shot. Deflection in front went wide. Simonson was in front. Couldn't get the deflection on net. And Eastman finds the loose puck and clears. Final 5 seconds of the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. Storm able to make a change. Lincoln dumps it into the Storm, and we're back at even strength. Levine dangerously leaves it for Cutler Martin behind the net, but Martin able to move it to Poganski, and Schultz out of the zone. Banks it right down the ice, right in on Bitzer, negating an icing. Nice job, and a lucky bounce there for the Storm and Jalen Schultz. Now back out to neutral ice. This time, a nice lucky bounce for Lincoln as it goes in on Levine and moves around the far side wall for Lebowski. Lebowski out to neutral ice. And it's taken back by the Lincoln Stars. Nice little move by Luke Shiplow in onside. Nice job by Poganski getting back on the back check. Puck's loose here in the Storm end. A shot. And Levine comes up with a save. The rebound. He covers up. And after the play, Martin drops his man Luke Shiplow. And we will see a penalty. The shot came there from the point, and Levine read it through traffic and then found the rebound in the crease. But it looks like Cutler Martin's going to go for a hit after the whistle. And just when the Storm have killed a GNC penalty kill, they're going to have another power play to kill off. Martin goes for roughing. And these are the kind of penalties we talked about earlier in the game. We talked about these penalties. And it's been something the Storm need to work on. It's penalties that are unnecessary. And Josh Howgie and assistant coach J.B. Bittner talked to the Storm about this during the week. You can't take the unnecessary penalties. That's what's killing us right now. And here's Cutler Martin taking a penalty right after the Storm had killed one for roughing in front of the net after a play. It's an unnecessary penalty. And now it has Lincoln on the power play for 2 more minutes. Off the faceoff, the Stars have it. It's Bolton. Bolton moves in, takes a shot, misses the net. Oh, he had some room on the far side of the net, but he missed it. Now Lincoln gets it back. The Stars with another shot off the post. It deflected in right off the pipe. And now here come the Storm. It's Chase Berger on the near side. Berger makes a pass for McMurphy. McMurphy's going to the net. McMurphy to the net. Stops. And missed the net wide. As Bitzer was in good position there. Storm with a rare shorthanded opportunity. Berger able to dump it back in deep for McMurphy. McMurphy finds a centering pass back for Berger. Put a shot wide on the backhand. Rebound now taken back by Lincoln. Nice job there by the Storm. Penalty killers. And here come the Stars up the ice. Lincoln in onside. And here's a chance for Willett to the center. A shot. Score. Lincoln able to score the first goal of the game. It was deflected in front past Levine. The Storm had a good opportunity on the shorthanded rush, but they got beat on the way back down the ice. And Lincoln threw it to the front of the net and beat Levine. Levine gets himself some water, takes off his helmet. Teammates coming out to give him some encouragement here after the first goal of the game has been scored by Lincoln on the power play. 1-0 Lincoln Stars. I think the goal is going to go to Luke Bolton. If so, it will be his first goal as a Lincoln Star. We'll wait for the announcement here at the icebox. It's 1-0 Lincoln. And it is Luke Bolton's goal. Storm with the puck. Off the faceoff is through Mayer. Mayer takes a high hit from Pittman but keeps the puck. Mayer to the center, an opportunity. And it comes out for Martin with a shot. Save made. Rebound down low for Mayer. Mayer trying to get it behind the net. Mayer still with it in front. Trying to get it to Lesmar. Turnaround shot was blocked. And it goes all the way down. It's going to be an icing here on Lincoln. Icing to the Stars. 6:04 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Lincoln has taken a 1-0 lead on a power play goal by Luke Bolton. Bolton, again, his first goal as a member of the Lincoln Stars, came over in a trade from the Des Moines Buccaneers. And he was very excited after his first tally, as you would expect. Now the faceoff to the left of Michael Bitzer in the Lincoln end. Storm win it. Dello slaps one in off the backboards, rolls around to the far side, picked up by Tri-City. Mayer back down low. Mayer with it in his skates. Gillespron's trying to get it to the front. And it moves over to the near side now. Dello. Dello with a shot was blocked. Back to Dello. Dello picks it up. Holds it. and now banks it right off the backboards once again. Try to get it down low to a player behind the net, but it was taken away by Lincoln, and now out of the zone, Kevin Kerr played it back. And now it's taken back again by Lincoln. Stars with it. Nice job on the back check, though, by Aldworth. Forces Lampasso back into his end. Lampasso wrapped it around behind the net. Chance in front for the Storm after it was Aldworth doing a good job on the forecheck there. And now here come the Lincoln Stars. Stars moving into the Storm end on the near side. A shot just missed the net there. And Max Humitz with that opportunity. And now the puck rolling on the near side. Dello gets taken down right in front of me. No call coming. As Kerr moves into the far side where Aldworth has it. Aldworth past the red line. Flips into the Lincoln end. Storm able to make a change. 5 minutes remaining in the opening first period. Tri-City trailing 1-0 to Lincoln. Lincoln with it now. Turn on the Jets is Dominic Sacco, and he puts it into the Storm end. Cecere able to move it. Back to Sacco, though. He turned it over. Now here's Sacco on the far side. Hunter Anderson with it. Anderson in the corner. Finds his other forward. Now it's back to Sacco. Sacco in the far side corner. Nice job by Glukowski to take it away. Give it to Gomez. Gomez through neutral ice. In on side. Nice pass for the trailer there. Cecere's shot was blocked. Rebound kept in by Cecere, but now forced out by Lincoln. And here comes a rush the other way. It's Hunter Anderson. Anderson on the near side. Eastman trying to move him off the puck. Anderson in his big body. Behind the net now. Moving in. Chance and a shot there. Good setup there for Magnus Hoff, who just came onto the ice. And a save made by Levine. Now Hoff again with it. Takes a shot. Levine makes the save. Nice save by Levine on the wraparound. Now Levine in the crease. Couldn't cover up. But it's kept in by Lincoln. Storm trying to clear. They couldn't. A shot from Willett was blocked by McMurphy. Willett keeps it in, though. Willett, with 4 minutes left in the period, finds Hoff. Lincoln with a nice shift here, responding to some Storm pressure. And a Lincoln player goes down. It was Hoff into the far side wall. No call coming. Cecile loses his man, Hoff. Now back up top. A shot was blocked by the Storm. Deflection wide by Eastman. It went off his stick and wide of the net. Now here Gomez goes. And Gomez backhands one deep in the Lincoln end. Icing waved off. A Lincoln player's down on the ice. Very slow to get up here as the Stars have the puck. Back over to his own bench. Tough to see the player that was hurt there, as it might have been Sacco. Now here's Wilkie with a shot. Save made by Bitzer. 3:22 remaining in the period. Kept in by Jalen Schultz with a foot, but now it's iced all the way down by Lincoln. But they won the race to the puck, and Levine had to come out of the net to play it. Levine trying to get it out of the zone. He couldn't. It was kept in at the top of the zone. Now forced wide of the net by the Stars. Humitz down low. And Simonson's playing in the near side wall. Simonson and Debian. Storm have three players down there trying to poke it free. Under 3 minutes remaining in the period. Berger now behind the net. And it pops up. Berger trying to get it as it settles down to the far side wall. Debian keeps it in. Now it goes down low. Berger able to pick it up with space. Lincoln changing a few players. Berger off the wall. Out to neutralize. Turn right back to Lincoln, though. Nice job by Berger standing his man up and taking the puck away. And now Berger will backhand it deep in the Lincoln end and go off on a line change. Luke Shiplow with it behind the Lincoln net. Played by Bitzer to the near side. And now in the far side, it's Stepanek. Stepanek in on side. Stepanek lost the puck trying to get a pass. But Dello turned it back over to Stepanek. Down low to Volton. Volton gets it forced away by Dello. And now back down low for Volton. Over to Stepanek. And he tried to put one up top. And it went out of the zone in between Franti and Fry, the two defensemen. Franti back to get it for Lincoln. And the Storm on the forecheck get a turnover. Lebowski kept it in there for a second. And now it's moved out of the zone by Lincoln. 2 minutes remaining in the opening period. Lincoln with a 1-0 lead. Lebowski forces it in deep. Poganski goes to play it. Bitzer swings it around to the far side. Back to get that is Christian Horn. Poganski to the center. Lebowski had it kicked away from him. And now it's kept in by Tri-City. Nice move by Kevin Kerr. Kerr banks it down low. Got past Poganski, though. And on the near side wall, Stars able to clear. Lincoln out to neutral ice now. Moving into the Storm end. In onside. A shot was blocked by Kevin Kerr. Off the backboards it goes. A bouncing puck rolling back for Lobosky. And now Poganski on the near side. Poganski passed neutral ice. Glukowski joining the rush. Left it off as he lost the puck. And now Lincoln able to take it the other way. Stars in onside. It's Stepanek again. Stepanek leaves it. A shot save made by Levine with the right pad. Rebound on the near side wall. Paratino. David Paratino making the play. And now it went off Drew Mayer. Storm trying to get it out of the zone. They couldn't. And now a chance in front. And it whiffed on the shot. It was Smith who whiffed on the shot there for Lincoln. And now it's played by Aldworth out of the zone. Storm trying to get it back here. In possession. And neutralized it. Scrum for. Final minute of the play. Into the first period. Lincoln continues to hold the puck here. They're up 1-0. 50 seconds to go in the period. In onside. Dom Sacco puts it down low. And it's moved around behind the net. Hunter Anderson, the big body with it, leaves it for Humitz. Humitz up top there for Fry. Keeps it in. Shot. Save. Levine with the right pad. Rebound loose. They score. Hunter Anderson, his first goal of the season. And Lincoln has taken a 2-0 lead over the Tri-City Storm. 35 seconds remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play, and that one hurts. The first one you can get back from, but that's a tough goal to give up here with just 35 seconds left in the period. Hunter Anderson found a rebound in the crease, and he put it by Levine. Levine made a nice first save, but the rebound was there. The Storm had bodies there, but weren't able to clear it. And Anderson finds his first goal of the year. It's 2-0 Lincoln. Final seconds here of the opening period. The Storm have some work cut out for them to get back into this game. They trail 2-0 with under 30 seconds remaining in the opening period. Gomez back out to Eastman. Eastman in the Lincoln end. Eastman down the far side. Eastman in the center. An opportunity for Gomez. Eastman on the rebound. Couldn't get it. It's 15 seconds left in the period. Lincoln gets back in possession. They get it out to neutralize. Rolling back in the Storm end. Here's an opportunity. And a nice job by Cutler Martin. Taking the puck away from Tommy Marchand. Final seconds of the period here. Storm getting it out of the zone. A quick shot on Levine. He sticks it to the backboards. We're through 20 minutes. Tri-City trails Lincoln 2-0. Goals for Luke Bolton and Hunter Anderson have the Stars ahead 2-0 after one. Here in Lincoln, Stars with the advantage after 20 minutes. We got plenty coming up, and right now we're going to take a break, but we'll get to the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report to recap the first period and get you set for the next 20 minutes right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Our reputation will always be the quality that you can see.
Diamond Focal, quality lasts longer.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
For a limited time, buy $4 worth of Mega Millions with Megaplier for only $3. Why the discount? The Nebraska Lottery thinks it's a great way to announce the exciting new changes to Mega Millions with Megaplier. Jackpots now start at $15 million, and you could win up to $5 million if you match five white balls with the Megaplier. So buy $4 worth of Mega Millions with Megaplier for only $3. But hurry, this offer ends November 3rd, 2013. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Shaffrin.
Welcome back inside here, the Icebox in Lincoln. Jared Shaffrin with you here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. We're through one period of play, and Lincoln leads the Storm 2-0 here in Lincoln. Once again, the two goals scored by Luke Volton on the power play, and then Hunter Anderson, both of those players getting their first goals. Lincoln outshooting the Storm 17-7 after 20 minutes, and they're 1-for-2 on that power play. That's really been the story here. The Storm really, I thought, played pretty well early on in the game. It was pretty even. Tri-City unable to take advantage of the early power play that they had. But after killing off a Nolan Glukowski slashing penalty, which, you know what, in my opinion, not a bad penalty to take, because Glukowski was trying to get back in the play. There was a chance for Lampasso on an odd man rush, and Glukowski's trying to get back. He takes the penalty. So the Storm kill it off. Now you're back at even strength. You got a scoreless game. And then Cutler Martin takes a roughing penalty, an unnecessary roughing penalty in front of his own net. Gives Lincoln another power play less than a minute after the Storm had killed it, the first one. And so the penalty killers are tired. You got a situation where Lincoln gives them more momentum, and they're able to capitalize. And credit to Stars for getting that goal. And you see the shot differential, 17-7 right now in favor of Lincoln. That's a bit, and a big part is the power play. Most of those shots for Lincoln came on their two power plays. Hayden Levine looked pretty good in that period. He's getting a lot of pucks at the net, and he made some good saves. In my opinion, both goals coming on rebounds and tough plays in front. You got Luke Volton on a rebound in front, and then you got Hunter Anderson on a rebound in front. By the way, assist to Brandon Smith, Daniel Willett on the first goal, Zach Fry and Max Humitz on the second goal. And the second goal is a killer, too, because it's with just 35 seconds remaining in the first period. So really, you know, the things that we talked about early in the game, early in the pregame show, to play at the Storm's pace, I think the Storm did. Getting settled in, I think the Storm did that well, too. The difference was the unnecessary penalty and a late goal and a rebound in front. Hunter Anderson, such a big guy, a big body in front, tough to play against. And really, you know, I was surprised that he hadn't had any goals yet this season when I looked at the stats, because he's such a big body and he really controls pucks well down low. 6'4", 214 pounds. Hunter Anderson, he's one of those guys that can get in Lincoln who just, he controls the puck and he dominated when he had the puck. So got to give him credit. He gets his first goal of the season. And really, like I said, the penalties were tough. Levine able to make 15 saves on 17 shots. But Michael Bitzer, Storm making it too easy for him right now. Only 7 shots on net. Bitzer's very good at home here in the icebox. He's comfortable here. Storm got to do whatever they can, try to get him out of that comfort zone. It's just a little tough here at Lincoln. When you got a lot of bodies in front, Lincoln clogs up the neutral zone. It's tough to get opportunities. Got to give credit to Lincoln's defense. And their forwards put in a couple rebounds. So you got a 2-0 lead for Lincoln. Storm with plenty of time to get back in this one, but they're going to have to change the way they're doing things here to get back into it. They got to make, somebody's got to come up with a big play for Tri-City. I don't care if it's Pogansky, if it's Ryan McMurphy. Somebody has to come up and make a big play for Tri-City to get back into this game. They trail by 2 after 1. That's your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a break here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, and we'll come back with your new Midway Auto out-of-town scoreboard update, and we'll get you the scores from around the USHL. Interesting note from the USHL scoreboard here tonight. No games being played on East Coast time. All the games are central, so they're all pretty much at the end of the first, like this one. But we will get you that update when we get back here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish?
The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs, from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects, from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, do you drive a pickup or an SUV? I'm talking Ford, Chevys, Dodges, Nissans, Toyotas, and the others. Well, there's only one place to get your next set of tires. I'm talking about Big O Tires, where you'll get the best deal in town on BF Goodrich, Michelin, Goodyear, Nitto, Cooper, Yokohama, and more. Big O's your truck tire headquarters with guaranteed low prices and the best service in town. So if you need truck or SUV tires, check us out at BigOtires.com or just stop by. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
For three generations, the Vogel family that immigrated from Holland to Orange City, Iowa, has been providing paint and paint supplies throughout the Midwest, including Kearney, Grand Island, and McCook. Whether you're a paint contractor, homeowner, property manager, or designer, turn to the pros at Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, and now a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey. Visit DiamondVogel.com or like us on Facebook. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Taking a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here tonight in the USHL. Once again, the Storm trail 2-0 to the Stars right here on the breeze at the Icebox, but presented by Midway Auto. We'll take a look at this scoreboard. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Looking at the scores, we've got Omaha on top of Sioux City 3-1 after one period in the Tyson Event Center. The Lancers, really the kings of the Western Conference early on this season. They get goals tonight from Tyler Vessel with two goals, Ryan Tate with one, and Brandon Hawkins has the lone goal for Sioux City on the power play. Omaha ahead 3-1 on the road in the Tyson Event Center after one period of play. Youngstown has a 2-1 lead on Cedar Rapids. That game being played at the Stable in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, late in the first period in that one. Waterloo and Sioux Falls late in the first period in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The Stampede and the Blackhawks are scoreless. No one on the board yet in that one. Fargo and Team USA up in Fargo are tied 1-1 after one period of play. The Force getting a home game tonight against the Team USA program. That's 1-1. And Dubuque and Chicago just underway in Dubuque. A Friday night 7:30 start there at the Mystique Community Ice Arena. 0-0 the score. Dubuque and the Chicago Steel doing battle just about 5 minutes into that one in Dubuque. Right here in Lincoln, the Stars have a 2-0 lead on the Storm here tonight. And they gotten goals from Luke Volton and Hunter Anderson. We're in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. And we're going to remind you that we've been doing Tuesday trivia every Tuesday on our Tri-City Storm Facebook page, presented by Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet in Kearney. Valentino's, eat in, carry out, or delivery. We've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet. Pizza, pasta, salads, Valentino's has what you like. And remember to check back on the Storm Facebook page for that Tuesday trivia question once again this coming week. We got a Wednesday game, Storm and Waterloo Blackhawks, this Wednesday, Zombie Night at the Viero Event Center. Should be a good one. Get your tickets now at stormhockey.com or by calling the Viero Event Center box office. You can also visit the box office at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Should be a good one. Wednesday night, October 30th, day before Halloween. Get your Fright Fest on with the zombies running around the Viero Event Center. Should be a good time. Storm also back at home on Friday night, November 1st. That game as well on the breeze All the games here, all 60, will be on the Breeze this season. So make sure you keep tuning in. Thanks for tuning in here tonight. The Tri-City Storm trailing 2-0 to the Lincoln Stars here after one period of play at the Icebox. And as we get set for the second period, we'll take a quick break and come back with the puck drop for period number two here in Lincoln. Storm got to turn things around. They trail 2-0 right here on your Storm Radio Network. The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about Old Chicago is I walk into the place and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than Old Chicago.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted, with nuts or sprinkles. Donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts. Something to crow about.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese. All on a toasted, flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe. The perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King. Where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Tri-City Storm hockey continues now. The intermission's over. Back to the ice for the second period. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Ready for the second period here in Lincoln. Tri-City Storm trailing 2-0 to the Lincoln Stars. Josh Howgie and his team got to do something here to keep themselves in the game. They trail 2-0, but they need this energy here in the second period. They got to come out and keep themselves in this game. Can't afford to let up the next goal. The next goal is the biggest goal of the game, no doubt about it. If Lincoln scores the next goal, you're looking at a 3-0 deficit if you're the Storm. If the Storm can score the next goal, you take the momentum back. You're able to get on the board, and you're only trailing by one with plenty of time. So I think the next goal is going to be huge for either team. Whoever can get it, really going to set the tone for the rest of this game. We're ready for the second period here at the Icebox. Tri-City Storm kind of getting out late, getting out of the locker room a little bit late here as the time on the clock had run down. Storm just last second getting on, and as a result of that, Josh Howgie going to start his line of Ryan McMurphy, Garrett Gomez, and Kyle Eastman. That's been a very good line. Gomez has looked good tonight. He's been rushing the puck up the ice. Eastman's been grinding out in the corners, and Ryan McMurphy's always playing well for the Storm. He's doing those little things right. And Lincoln able to win the opening faceoff. We'll see what happens here as we begin the second period. Puck's loose in the neutral zone. and it's batted around at the red line, taken back by Cutler Martin. Martin over to Jalen Schultz. Schultz banks it off the wall. Eastman got a piece of it, and it's out of play. So we get a quick stoppage 17 seconds into the second period. Tri-City trailing 2-0 to Lincoln here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Good crowd on hand here in Lincoln, as usual. A little more blue seats than you normally would see that are open. But a good crowd on hand for the Stars in the icebox. Faceoff now, Chase Berger will take it for Tri-City, and Berger able to win it. And now Dello moves it forward. Wilkie past the red line and onside for Chase McMurphy. McMurphy goes into the far side corner. And nice job by McMurphy winning that battle and taking possession. Trying to go to down low to Wilkie, and it got under his stick. And Berger couldn't get over in time. Nice job by McMurphy again, holding the play up. Now Lincoln finally able to get out of the zone. Lampasso down the near side. Lampasso to the net. Takes a shot, misses the net. But a nice play by Lampasso, pretty much by himself. Took it all the way. Now here comes Wilkie. Wilkie with a rush. Wilkie's running out of time. Gets it sticked into the far side wall. Pittman comes over to play the puck. Now it squirts out for Lampasso once again. Lampasso's just getting out in a space and using his speed to move into the zone. Now back to Shiplow. Shiplow with a backhand shot behind the net. Rebound chance in front. Levine made a save with a right pad. Lampasso, what a shift for him to start the second period. He came flying around the back of the net, and Hayden Levine had to make a big-time right pad save on the wraparound opportunity there for Lincoln. 2-0 the score in favor of the Stars. 18:53 remaining in the second here at the icebox. Joel Esperance is in on the faceoff for Tri-City now against Brandon Smith. Faceoff is to the right of Levine, won by Lincoln. Shiplow able to force it in deep. Down low it goes, picked up by Lincoln. And a shot by Volton's deflected out of play. I believe Levine got a piece, and they will keep it in the Storm end. So the faceoff will be in the Tri-City Storm end here to the left of Hayden Levine. 18:44 remaining in the second period, just underway here in period number two. Lincoln with that 2-0 lead. And a faceoff against Smith. This time unable to win it. Lesperance will get credit for the win there as the Storm wrap it around the far side. Jalen Schultz has it now to Cutler Martin on the near side. Martin reverses it once again, takes a big hit, goes down. Looks to be okay as Schultz has it forward and kept in by Lincoln, but now it's forced out by the Storm. A race here to try to be icing, and to say the Storm able to win it. Nice job by Drew Mayer there. Chance in front for Mayer as Lesperance centered one. Mayer wasn't ready for it. Now Stepanek able to skate it out of the zone. Stepanek slows things down, loses the puck over to Aldworth. Aldworth tried to carry it in, knocked away by Shiplow. And now it's forced back into the Storm end by Lincoln. Lincoln with a full five-man line change, and Jalen Schultz finds Cutler Martin. Martin makes one move, takes a hit on the near side wall, and now it's Aldworth. Aldworth past the red line. Aldworth into the zone, gets taken off by two Stars players, converging on Aldworth, and now here come Lincoln. Up the ice they go, in onside. And an opportunity to the center went wide. Rebound on the far side now is taken by Tri-City. Overskated, though, and here's Willett. Willett leaves it there for a shot from Simonson, and it goes wide. And now Austin Pogansky has it. Pogansky on the far side. Overskates the puck. Leaves it there for Aldworth, who dumps it in. Storm getting a line change quickly, though, but Franti rushing it back on the ice. Debian. Debian to the center. Went through the crease. Nobody there for Lincoln as Pogansky transitions. Trying to get it to Horn. Horn didn't see the pass coming and didn't have time to react to it. Storm get it back on their sticks, though. Glukowski played it for Pogansky. Couldn't get it out of the zone. Now it comes out of the zone for Lebowski. Lebowski lets it settle it down. Gives it a Horn. Couldn't get control of it. Now here comes Lincoln the other way. Moved in onside by Paratino with a shot. And a rebound's loose in the crease. Shot missed the net, but the rebound came right out in front. Now the Storm are going to be whistled for icing here. A bad bounce there for Tri-City. And Lebowski frustrated with himself. 16:50 remaining in the second period. Lincoln with a 2-0 lead. And Lebowski, the reason he's frustrated with himself, he had a perfect chance for a breakout opportunity with Pogansky and his new line mate Christian Horn. And Lebowski threw one into the Horn skates. So just, you know, a little bit of issues there. But Horn, this is his first game in the USHL. So he's still learning and learning how to play with his long-lost teammate, Dan Lebowski. Two of them played in high school together. As the Storm able to clear one out of the zone off the faceoff, right in on Bitzer. Eastman in deep on the forecheck. Fry able to move it out of the zone. Lincoln in onside in the Storm end of things. Eastman gets it out of the zone once again. And now Lincoln regroups in neutral ice. stumped in by Kolkfist. Levine able to stick it down and play it dangerously over to Eastman on the near side. It's moved out of the zone to Gomez. He takes a nice hit there. And a quick chance in on Bitzer. It deflected off McMurphy. And Bitzer able to cover up. Hit was from Paratino on Gomez. Gomez looked like took a good crunch there, but got right back up on his feet, and he was fine. 16-19 remaining here in the second period. Lincoln with a 2-0 lead on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Faceoff now to the right of Bitzer. We see Brandon Smith against Chase Berger. Smith able to win it. On the near side, it's Shiplow. Luke Shiplow on the near side corner. Tied up by Chase McMurphy. Puck's on the near side now, and out of the zone it goes. Dello with it, puts it back in. Storm able to tag up. Couldn't get it in deep, though, and now Shiplow starts forward. McMurphy trying to put a hit on Smith, and now a hit is put on Smith by Kevin Kerr. Kerr finds a loose puck and brings it up on the near side. Kerr out of the zone. Found Berger. Berger able to dump it in deep. And chasing forward is Chris Wilkie on the forecheck. Wilkie hits his man, gets the turnover to Berger. Berger put it back down low for Volton. And Volton turned over to Wilkie. Wilkie with a chance in front. Bouncing puck bounced over McMurphy's stick. Wilkie had an opportunity in front, but he was so quick to move it that he just moved it off the back of the net. It got to McMurphy, but it was bouncing because it had hit the back of the net. McMurphy couldn't settle it down. And now the Storm get it out of their own zone. Willett wraps it around the boards, back in deep. Lampasso keeps it in for Lincoln. And it's moved behind the Storm net. 5 minutes in to the second period. Tri-City still trailing 2-0. Willett at the right point now. Fakes on a shot. Takes a shot. It's deflected wide of the net. Chance in front off the rebound. Tommy Marchand had an opportunity. Gets moved into the corner. Lampasso to the center. Was docked away by the Storm and cleared out by Drew Mayer. Now back to Willett. Willett on his own half of the red line. Moved it in for Marchand. Cross-ice pass deflected away from Christian Lampasso. Kept in by Humitz. And now the Storm able to take it back. Tri-City with possession. They throw one all the way down the ice. Icing will be whistled to Tri-City. Willett wins the race easily. Storm luckily have recently made a change. Aldworth, Mayer, Lesperance are on. Martin is on as well. 14:46 remaining in the second period. Tri-City trailing 2-0 to Lincoln. Two goals for Lincoln. One scored by Luke Volton on the power play in the first period at 13:29, and then a goal with 35 seconds left in that period by Hunter Anderson. Faceoff won by Lincoln off the icing, and they put it wide of the Storm net. Rebound picked up by Mayer, and he gets it out of the zone. Nice job by Drew Mayer. Puck's loose in neutral ice. Storm unable to change anybody just yet. Dello banked it off the wall out of play. And they will say it went off a Lincoln star and out. So now the Storm with a chance to make a full line change and have a neutral zone faceoff. 14:32 remaining in the second period. Tri-City trailing Lincoln 2-0 here on the Breeze. Simonson will take the draw for Lincoln. For the Storm, it'll be Christian Horn. Faceoff is won by Simonson, and it's wrapped in deep by Jared Kolkfist. Played on the near side wall by Tri-City. Lamoski able to transition to Horn. Horn, cross-ice pass right to Poganski. Poganski's in onside. Centering pass for Lobosky, who chipped one in on it. Rebounds loose. Bitzer tried to smother it, but he couldn't. Now Horn with it. Horn on his stick. Cross-ice pass up top. Shot for deflection, and it was blocked in front. Now Kevin Kerr keeps it in. Kevin Kerr is the one man who took that shot. Christian Horn able to get to a loose puck. Try to make a toe-drag move around Smith. Smith wasn't having it. He gets it out of the zone. It's flipped back in, though, by Schultz. Picked up by Franti. And now it's Smith for Lincoln. Brendan Smith, big hit by Jalen Schultz as Lincoln moved in the zone. And an opportunity to score. It's now 3-0 Lincoln. Schultz leveled a Lincoln player at the blue line. The Stars continued the play. And they now lead 3-0 over Tri-City with 13:45 remaining in the second period. Couldn't see who scored the goal. Looked like a clean goal. Looked like Levine had a good look at it. Didn't look like a lot of traffic in net. And now we will see Jacob Johansson. Johansson has replaced Levine. Levine is out. Johansson is in. We're not even halfway through. It's 3-0 Lincoln. And Josh Algie's made a goaltending change. Johansson is in. Faceoff now at neutral ice. At the center. And the Storm came in offside. So we get a quick stoppage. Johansson gets a chance here to get set. We have a 3-0 lead for Lincoln. And Jacob Johansson is in the net for Tri-City. We'll get you the goal for Lincoln in a second. It was John Simonson who scores. Simonson from Magnus Hoff and Connor Franti. And it's 3-0 Lincoln. Storm able to get it deep in the Lincoln end now. Eastman digging it out of the corner. Eastman gets hit off the puck. Paratino bringing it out of the zone. And now Cecil banks it off the far side wall. Pittman lost it in neutral ice. Eastman brings it back. Eastman gets around one man. Eastman to the center. Nice pass. Gomez trying to swing it over to McMurphy. And it's kept in, though, as McMurphy couldn't handle that pass. Cutler-Martin, nice job to jump in and keep this play alive. Eastman back up top for McMurphy, who's playing point. Takes a shot. Bitzer makes the save and puts it into the netting. A nice shift responding there by the Storm. Eastman, McMurphy, as well as Gomez, probably the best line for the Storm here so far tonight. They're doing the little things. They're winning battles. They're getting the pucks to the net. Right now, though, it's not enough. The Storm have not really had many quality chances against this Lincoln team and Michael Bitzer. And they now trail 3-0 with 13 minutes to go in the second period. Faceoff is won by Lincoln, and Daniel Willett puts it around the far side. Jason Stepanek. Stepanek, nice job by the Storm. Get a turnover. It's Berger. Berger will go to the net. Pits a shot on Bitzer. Rebound. Another save by Bitzer. Rebound still loose, and Willett has it. Moves up the ice now. And Smith past the red line. He gets stood up there as he enters the Storm end. Dello tries to bank it out. It was stopped there on the near side wall. Nice job there by a hit by Dello. Frees up the puck, and Berger has it. Berger with a cross-ice pass skips over, and in onside is Chris Wilkie. He got cut off with a big hit there by Zach Frott. Now the puck goes into the corner. Lincoln with the 3-0 lead and momentum here in the second period. Stepanek makes a couple nice moves around Storm players, and they're stopped at the line now. Stepanek moved in offside. 12-12 remaining in the second period. Once again, a 3-0 Lincoln lead. Thanks for tuning in here on The Breeze, where Storm hockey can be listened to all season long. But right now, the Storm need to get something to get back in this game. They're down 3-0. A lot of time left. We're not even halfway through. But the momentum has to change, and Tri-City's got to start putting their foot on the gas pedal. Faceoff is won by the Storm in their own end. Move forward by Mayer. And Lesperance couldn't get it in deep there. Is Lincoln able to take it back? It's Franti. Franti moves it forward to Lampasso. Takes a shot. Was deflected in on Johansson, who makes the save. Johansson makes the save and hangs on. 11:56 remaining in the second period. So Josh Algie makes the goaltending change. And he had a short lease with Hayden Levine. Those three goals, honestly, the first two probably not Levine's fault. The third one he wants back, and that's when Howji said, you know what, I got to make this change. So Josh Howji not concede. Oh, and a quick goal off the draw. Right off the faceoff. A quick shot gets under Johansson, and it's now 4-0 Lincoln. 11:53 remaining in the second period. The Lincoln Stars have a 4-0 lead. A quick goal right off the draw for the Stars. And they have now taken full control of this game. Very quiet bench, and Josh Howji is going to take a timeout here. Howji definitely the right call with the timeout there. This place is all Stars right now. 11:53 remaining in the second period. Tommy Marchand gets the goal right off the faceoff. A quick shot. Marchand's second goal of the season. And at that point, that quick shot was so quick. Right as the puck dropped, Faceoff got one right to Marchand, and he just fired one right under Johansson. And right now, just Tri-City searching for something to go right here. As the crowd is loud, the score is lopsided. And right now, Josh Howji probably just trying to get his team back to basics here, because the Storm have not had really any pressure. We're almost halfway through the second period. Tri-City really has not had much pressure. They're being outshot in this game 24-10, 7-3 in the second period. And it's been a Lincoln team here that looks much better than what they looked like on September 28th. They're really skating towards loose pucks, getting after it. And Lincoln's made some roster changes as well. Storm made a couple roster changes this week, but Lincoln as well. They got rid of a few different players. They got rid of their backup goaltender, and they brought in Shane Start. But they also picked up the defenseman here, Connor Franti, who's looked good. And a few different changes for Lincoln, and that's all they really have needed here as the Storm are offside as they resume play. Storm have won that faceoff, and they move in offside. Like I said, Tri-City right now, looking at, they're trying to get something to go their way. Goal scored by Tommy Marchand, 8:07 into the second period for Max Humans. 4-0 Lincoln, 11:42 remains in the second. Faceoffs won by the Stars. Granting out on the far side for Colquist. Got chipped by Simonson in neutral ice. Now back to Lincoln after the Storm have had it for a second. Now Glukowski finds it back. Glukowski will start forward for Tri-City. And he ropes one all the way down the ice. It'll be an icing on the Storm. 4-0 lead for Lincoln here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM KLIQ. The goals for Luke Bolton, Hunter Anderson, John Simonson, and Tommy Marchand. Stars have wanted it more in this one. That's all I really can say. I mean, they've to give them full credit here as they've controlled play. Off the faceoff, Tri-City able to win it, get it out of the zone. Loose puck is picked up by Zach Fry. Chipped in deep to the Storm end. Hoff with it now. Hoff to the center, gets blocked. Now an opportunity for Lincoln. A shot from Willett is out of play. So four goals for Lincoln, 11:05 remaining in the second period. Still half of this game remaining. Storm have made a goaltending change. Levine finishes his night with 20 saves on 23 shots. Johansson right now just had a 50% save percentage for the goal against him in the first shot he saw. Now a shot from the point is deflected wide. Lincoln with possession off the faceoff. Chance in front was blocked, and now Lebowski has it for Tri-City. Lebowski tried a backhanded pass. It was deflected and stolen by Lincoln. Now Sacco. Sacco kicked it over to Willett, who put it in deep. Wrapped around the near side wall by the Storm. Fry able to keep it in. Get it to Paratino. Paratino now in the corner. Moves out. Takes a turnaround shot that's blocked. And now it's back to Sacco. Down low behind the Storm net. It's moved forward by the Tri-City Storm. And Lebowski couldn't get it past the red line. Now Polganski struggles to pick it back up. Polganski in the far side loses it. Lampasa with a shot. Save made. Johansson. And he hangs on. Johansson makes the save and stops play. 10-12 remaining in the second period. We're about halfway here. And Lincoln has a 4-0 lead on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Shots on goal again now in this one, 25-10. The Stars out shooting the Storm. We have not had a penalty in the second period. Only thing to report in the second period, two more goals for Lincoln. They had two in the first by Luke Bolton and Hunter Anderson. And now two in the second from John Simonson and Tommy Marchand. And for the Storm, it continues to be offensive problems. They have let up four in this game, but they have not scored. And they're unable to keep themselves in the games when they don't score. And you have a whole bunch of forwards on this team that are expected to produce that have not. That's the simple thing on right now is really a lot of these forwards have not come up with the performances you'd expect from them early on in the season. That's something you have to keep stressing with these young players. They're young. It's early. There's 60 games in this season. We're only on game number 8. So sometimes you can't expect the world from these guys early on, and you have to rely on your veterans. Right now, the veterans for the Storm, there's not many of them in the lineup. You got McMurphy, Kyle Eastman, Garrett Gomez. It's a veteran line that Josh Howgie's been rolling. The only other veteran on your top 12 players is Joel Esperance. So, you know, 4 out of 12 forwards are veterans for the Storm, and you can see the inexperience here tonight as they trail 4-0. We've resumed play. Dello finds Eastman, and Eastman able to dump it in deep into the near side corner. Gomez goes there, trying to fight for it behind the net. He gets it. Gomez shoved into the wall. Two Lincoln players over there. McMurphy trying to help out. He's too late. And Stepanek and Shiplow come away with it. Shiplow to the red line. Shoots it in deep into the Storm end. It rolls over to Johansson, and he keeps it out of there and now gets it out of the zone. It rolled out before Franny put it back in. And now Eastman put it through neutral ice back into the Lincoln end. It's turned up quickly by Colquist back into the Storm end where Dello has it. Dello, dangerous pass, but he finds McMurphy. McMurphy in onside. Takes a shot. Deflection in on Bitzer. He makes the save with the right pad. Rebound is poked free for McMurphy. And Ryan McMurphy. Now a nice pass to Eastman. Back to McMurphy. A shot. Save made. Rebound is loose, and Lincoln has it. Smith ahead now for a streaking man and a shot. Save made by Johansson. Rebound was loose. Into the netting it goes. 9 minutes remain in the second period. Best opportunity in a while for the Storm there. Nice pass by Kyle Eastman to set up Ryan McMurphy. McMurphy took that shot in front. Bitzer made the save. It was a low shot from McMurphy. Didn't really get much on it. Bitzer made the save with the right pad. 9 minutes remaining in the second. A 4-0 Lincoln lead here on the Breeze. Shot from Lincoln off the faceoff. Out of play once again. A couple seconds off the clock. But we will restart play again in the Storm end. Under 9 minutes remaining in the second period, 4-0 Lincoln. Face off to the right of Johansson. Won by Lincoln, but taken away by Tri-City and Chase McMurphy. Chase McMurphy tried to get it in, but it was deflected away and taken by Tommy Marchant. Lampasso able to chip it deep into the Storm end. Johansson out of his net to play it on the near side. And now Tri-City with it. It's Berger. Berger now on the far side for Schultz. And Schultz took a hit, got it in deep. Icing is the whistle. Schultz well behind the red line when he put that one in deep. And icing is the call. 8:32 remains in the second period. Tri-City trails 4-0 here to the Lincoln Stars. At the Icebox in Lincoln, things have gone Lincoln's way. 8:32 remaining in the second. Face off to the right of Johansson is one. By Simonson, quick shot was saved by Johansson. Rebounds down low. Up top for Franny. Franny on the near side for Colquist with a shot. Deflection in front. Johansson's on his back. He keeps it out. Nice job by Jacob Johansson there. Keeps that play out of the net. Now another chance for Lincoln. It's Colquist. Takes a shot. Deflection wide. Rebound down low. Stars with it. With pressure. And a shot went wide of the net that time. Kept in by Colquist again. He put it out of play. The faceoff will come out of the Storm end. 8:02 remaining in the second period. It's a 4-0 lead for the Lincoln Stars right here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ. A lot of stoppages here in the middle of the second period. Maybe a chance for the Storm to catch their breath a little bit, try to get back into this one. Got to get it one at a time if you're going to do it. Can't look at that 4-0 deficit and try to make up four goals with one play. But it starts with getting the puck into Lincoln's end, which the Storm have had difficulty doing here in the second period. Lukowski around the near side trying to clear the Storm in. Aldworth working on it on the near side. He can't get it out. Hunter Anderson put one wide of the net. Now on the far side, loose puck picked up by L'Espérance. L'Espérance makes one move out of the zone, in onside. Nice pass for Aldworth, but it was too far ahead of him. And now a stoppage, and we will see a penalty. Penalty upcoming. Looks like it'll be on the Lincoln Stars. And David Paratino goes to the box. Storm in the Century 21 power play. A slashing call on Paratino. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call Century 21 at 308-234-5550. Storm with the second power play of the night here with a quick shot off the draw. Blocked in front. Never got all the way through. Fry able to clear for Lincoln. Johansson settles it down. Just underway here. Century 21 power play. Lincoln in control. This one leading 4-0. But a chance for the Storm to get on the board here with the man advantage. Wilkie fights through one player. Wilkie with a weird pass to the near side. Then Wilkie fell down. Trying to get it to Lebowski. Now Glukowski has it back. And a cross-ice pass. Here's Fulganski. Fulganski, nice leaving for Lebowski. Chance for Berger. Save made. Rebound hits the outside of the net. Another rebound for Wilkie. Puts it wide. Lebowski on the far side now keeps it in. Lebowski up top for Glukowski. Back to Lebowski. Now Glukowski at the top of the zone. Glukowski, Wilkie, one-timer. Save made by Bitzer. Rebound is saved by Wilkie after Humitz tried to clear it. Wilkie at the top of the zone. Nice pass. Glukowski with a shot was blocked by Smith. Glukowski gets it back. Glukowski with a shot was blocked in front again by Colquist. Now it's Berger back to Pogansky. Berger and Pogansky. Pogansky with it. Leaves it for Glukowski. Chance in front for Lebowski. Couldn't handle it. Lebowski behind the net. Lebowski with space up to the top. Lukowski settles it down. Takes a shot. Was blocked. Brendan Smith read that one all the way, and he blocked it out of the zone. Wilkie back the other way for Berger. Lost it as he came into the zone. Taken back by Lincoln and Lampasso up top and out of the zone by John Simonson. Cecere has it with under 30 seconds remaining in the Tri-City Storm Century 21 power play. Cecere past the red line, moves it into Mayer. Mayer threw one to the center, nobody there. And Franti clears it all the way down. Johansson sticks it down behind the net and moves it to Cutler Martin. 10 seconds left on the power play. Martin makes the pass, and now the Storm move in onside. Mayer with an opportunity too far in front of L'Esperance. L'Esperance trying to get it back here for Horn. Horn able to leave it for Martin. Lincoln back in full straight. Martin in the near side corner to L'Esperance, who tried to find Mayer in front, couldn't connect, and it's out of the zone for Lincoln. A slow roller. Icing will not be called. Storm off a Lincoln change with a chance here. L'Esperance leaves it for Mayer. Back to L'Esperance. Shoots and scores! L'Esperance puts the Storm on the board. A goal from Drew Mayer. And Mayer with his first Storm point. L'Esperance second goal of the season. And the Storm get a goal with 5:14 remaining in the second period. It's now a 4-1 game. Nice rush up the ice by Tri-City. L'Esperance was all alone in front, and he put one under Michael Bitzer. A big goal for Tri-City late in this period. They trail by three, but they've got some life here late in the second. Martin picks up the second assist. For Martin, that is his fourth assist of the season. L'Esperance with the goal, his second. Mayer with his first Storm point. And we got 5 minutes remaining in the second. 4-1 Lincoln. And it's Sacco who moves it in for Lincoln after the Stars won the faceoff. Nice job by Dello, roughing up his man in the corner, trying to pick the puck up. Gomez went in to try to play it, and now Lincoln comes out with it, but now it's turned over by Tri-City, kept in by Lincoln, though. It's moved around by Stepanek, trying to play a chance into the front. Nice job by Tri-City, blocking it was Kerr, and now the Storm get it out of the zone. Bouncing puck in neutral ice. Eastman all over it. Eastman in the near side. Gets taken off the puck by Willett. Kept in by Gomez. Takes a shot. Save. Bitzer. Rebound. Still loose. And a chance for Eastman goes over the net. Gomez gets it back. Moved around the far side wall. Back to Gomez. Gomez has it in the corner. To the chance. Behind the net. McMurphy tried to find Eastman in front. Couldn't handle it. Now Kerr. Kevin Kerr on the right point. Back to Eastman on the top of the right circle. With a shot that was blocked. And here comes the Storm. Able to get it back. Chance for Lincoln there. And now it's Luke Shiplow who finds Stepanek. Stepanek through neutral ice. Moves into the Storm and takes a shot. Save Johansson. Rebound cleared out of the zone. Hit the official. Otherwise, could have been icing. Lincoln back with a shot in on the Storm end, and we got a stoppage. Fry took a slap shot from the red line, and we may have a too many man on the ice penalty. We may have a too many man on the ice. Lincoln Stars talking with the official. And they send Luke Shiplow over to the box. So it'll be a Century 21 power play for Tri-City. Shiplow into the box. Too many men on the ice is the whistle here on Lincoln. 4 minutes remaining in the second period. Storm trail 4-1. Shiplow into the box. A bench minor. Too many men on the ice. Tri-City with a big opportunity here if they can score. Third power play tonight. Quick shot off the draw by Lebowski and a save made by Bitzer. Dan Lebowski sensing the urgency here. Takes the quick shot off the draw. Save made by Bitzer. 3 seconds off the clock. Still full power play remaining here for Tri-City. 3:56. 3:56 left in the second. Face off to the left of Bitzer. And they say false start on Lincoln's Max Humitz. Humitz comes in to take the draw, though, for Smith against Berger. Berger couldn't win it. Banked off the wall. Kept in, though, by Glukowski. Finds Wilkie at the right point. Wilkie back to Glukowski. Glukowski shovels it over to Lebowski. Dangerous pass, and it gets out of the zone. Lebowski with too much on that one, and Wilkie couldn't handle it. Glukowski slowly back into his own zone. And now Glukowski will start forward. Lebowski on the far side. Past the red line. In onside. Lebowski trying to leave it for Poganski. It got slapped away by Lincoln, but Lebowski gets it back in the corner. Now Lebowski trying to reverse things. Taken away by Lincoln and out of the zone. Humitz. Able to get it past Glukowski at the point. 1:17 left in the Century 21 power play. Storm with the puck. Trailing 4-1. Need one here. They get it in deep. Wilkie with the move to the net. Shoot. Save Bitzer. Rebound's loose. It pops up in the air. Lebowski with a shot. Save Bitzer. Rebound now over to Berger. Berger behind the net. Berger takes a hit from Franti. Wilkie had a big opportunity there. He moved in alone. And Bitzer's made a couple big saves here. Puck bounces out in front of the net. Franti able to clear it down. 45 seconds now left in the Century 21 power play. Johansson out of his net. Plays it on the near side for Cutler Martin. Martin has to play it back down low to Cecere. And now Cecere calms it down and will start forward. Beats Lampasso behind the net. Cecere with a realizes he's got numbers. Plays it forward to Horn. And Horn, nice pass. Lesbron, save Bitzer. Storm. Really, with a nice rush there on the power play, Christian Horn made it happen over to L'Esperance. And that play, Cecere found himself a step ahead of Lampasso. And Cecere right away rushed up the ice. Thought it might have been an offside, but they did not whistle it. And the Storm went right to the net. Now there's an official discussion in front of the penalty box. Drew Mayer for the Storm is in front there. Officials discussing something. I don't know what is being discussed here. The linesman discussing with the official here. Mayer is standing there for the Storm. Now Fry comes over for Lincoln. Try to listen in to the public address announcer, see if they announce anything. 26 seconds remain in the Tri-City Storm Century 21 power play. The Storm trail 4-1 to Lincoln with 2:25 remaining in the second period. And players getting an explanation from the official now. And again, it's tough to see. There's just one Lincoln player in the box. I don't see anything else. I don't know why there's a discussion here. Mayer's going to get the explanation and race over to the bench. Tell Howji what's going on. And we may see a Lincoln penalty. Howji really quickly gathers his team up. I got to think this is a 5-on-3 here for the Storm. Howji gathers his team quickly up, and he's going to design a play while Lincoln's arguing this. I think there's been another penalty assessed to Lincoln right now. I didn't see another player head to the box. But Josh Howji has huddled up his group and right away started planning something out as if we were going to see a 5-on-3. There's 26 seconds remaining in the Luke Shiplow penalty. The Storm have five players on the ice. So I can tell you it's not a Storm penalty. And the way Mayer reacted to the explanation and rushed over to the bench looks like it's a penalty in Lincoln. It's the only thing I can think of right now. Stars, though, still have a couple players on the ice. Johansson trying to stay loose down at the other end of the ice. We have a four-minute double minor that has been whistled. It is a four-minute double minor on Connor Franti. Checking from behind and a game ejection to Connor Franti. I didn't even see it. Holy cow for the Storm. They have a 5-on-3 for the next 26 seconds, and they have a four-minute double minor. Hey, Tri-City is trailing 4-1 right now. There's 2:25 remaining in the second period. But if they ever wanted something to go their way, now is the time. With two penalties assessed to Franti, a four-minute double minor for checking from behind here during a Storm power play. And Mayer must have seen it all the way. He went right away to discuss it with the officials. Game ejection for Franti. And the Storm and the 5-on-3 here. They win the faceoff. Martin over to Cecere. Cecere holding it. Takes a fake on a shot. Now it's Christian Horn. Horn from the circle. Makes a move. Back up top for Cecere. Finds Martin. Shot saved by Bitzer. Bitzer makes the save. Hangs on. So, interesting move by the coaching staff here. Josh Howji puts Christian Horn right in there on the 5-on-3. Really feeling confident in a player in Christian Horn who hasn't played a game in over a year. Didn't play a game with the University of Minnesota, albeit he's playing with the number one team in the nation, but never actually stepped on the ice in a game. Here's the Storm winning a faceoff again. It's Martin. Martin on the left point now is holding to Cecere at the center. Takes on a shot. Lesbrotz with a shot. Save Bitzer. Cecere with a wide open Lesbrotz, and Bitzer got over to make the save. So now there's 5 seconds left in the 5-on-3 for Tri-City. Storm have won both faceoffs and have moved the puck well, haven't been able to beat Bitzer. 2:04 remaining in the period. The power play for 5-on-4 will carry over into the third. Lincoln able to win the faceoff, and they get it out of the zone. So, Shiploh out of the box. It's now 5-on-4 for 3 minutes and 30 seconds, and that's the remainder of this period and into the third. A double minor. If the Storm score in the next minute and 20, there will be one penalty is taken off the board, and it'll go right to 2 minutes left on the power play. But Lincoln able to get it out of the zone and back down to the Storm end. Martin has to go get it, and Lampasso wins the race to it. Chance in front, and the Storm able to take it back. Here's the Storm with numbers on the near side. Horn lost the puck trying to come into the zone. The official was there. And now the Storm have to regroup. The official may have caused Horn to lose the puck there, but now Cecil trying to flip it over to Lebowski. Simonson gloved it down and out of the zone. Now the Storm are offside. And we get a stoppage with a minute 13 remaining in the second period. A 4-1 score. Lincoln has the lead over Tri-City right here on the Breeze, 94.5. Storm still with 2:48 remaining on a power play after a double minor and a game ejection to Connor Franti. Face-off and neutralizes won by Tri-City, and Chris Wilkie has it. Flips it over to Glukowski, who softly puts it in for Lebowski. Lebowski on the near side. Up top for Glukowski on the left point. Now Wilkie. Chance down low back to Lebowski. Lebowski held on it. Gave it to Glukowski. Fakes in a shot. Now Lebowski. Cross-ice pass finds Wilkie with space. Wilkie to the center. Here's Lebowski with a shot. Banks off the crossbar. It deflected off Poganski in front, right off the crossbar. In the near side corner now. 45 seconds left in the period. Berger back to Poganski. Try to play it ahead for Glukowski, who kept it in nicely. Berger took a shove but kept the puck. Nice move down low to Poganski. Poganski up top for Glukowski. Cross-ice pass. Wilkie with it. Wilkie holding on it on the left point. Down low Lebowski. Lets it go for Berger. Berger moves in behind the net. Now Poganski into help. 24 seconds left in the period. Now it's Glukowski and a stoppage in play. As there's a stick on the ice. And they're going to call a penalty, I think, here to Tri-City. Glukowski is pleading with the officials here. Glukowski wasn't even in there for that play. So not a penalty to Tri-City. 21 seconds remaining in the period. I don't know what they whistled it for. Kept the faceoff in the zone. I don't know why Glukowski was upset. Here's Wilkie, though. Off the faceoff to Glukowski. Loses it out of the zone. And now, with 10 seconds left in the period, Lincoln's going to have a rush here. Sacco can move in. Glukowski takes it away on the near side wall, and they'll run out the clock. So we're down to the final period here in this one. The Storm will start the third with a minute and 35 on the power play. But Lincoln will start the third with a 4-1 lead. So the Stars add two more goals in the beginning of the second period. Storm get on the board. Joel Lesperance from Drew Mayer and Cutler Martin. But Tri-City still with three goals to make up in the third period. We'll take a break and be back with the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report in just a few moments here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
For a limited time, buy $4 worth of Mega Millions with Megaplier for only $3. Why the discount? The Nebraska Lottery thinks it's a great way to announce the exciting new changes to Mega Millions with Megaplier. Jackpots now start at $15 million, and you could win up to $5 million if you match five white balls with the Megaplier. So buy $4 worth of Mega Millions with Megaplier for only $3. But hurry, this offer ends November 3rd, 2013. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people. and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about Old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
What I love about Old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than Old Chicago.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside the icebox. Tri-City Storm trailing 4-1 to the Lincoln Stars. They will start the third period with a power play for a minute 35 seconds after a late penalty to Connor Franti. We will step inside right here to the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. And we'll get in your Sadler Implement period recap here. And it was a pretty interesting period. As bad as it started for Tri-City, they end up outshooting the Lincoln Stars 17-13 in that period. Storm were able to put a lot of rubber on the net later in the period when they had all the power play opportunities that they did. 17-13, the Storm outshoot Lincoln in that period. Right now, Lincoln outshooting the Storm overall 30-24. So things have evened out there on the shots. But on the scoreboard, Lincoln has a 4-1 lead, and in large part off those two goals. I spoke right at the beginning of the period about how big the first goal of the second period would be, and Lincoln got it. 6:15 into the period, John Simonson put a goal home from Magnus Huff and Brandon Smith. And right after that goal, Josh Howgie yanks Hayden Levine, brings in Jacob Johansson. And Johansson only saw two shots before he let up his first of the night. That one just a couple minutes later, 8:07, the time of the goal, Tommy Marchand from Max Humitz. And it was 4-0 Lincoln, and the Storm really just needed something to go their way. And the Storm, you know what? Credit Tri-City for working. There's a few minutes right after Lincoln took that 4-0 lead where nothing was going Tri-City's way. There were stoppages, icing on Tri-City, offside. There was mistakes being made, but the Storm continued to grind it out in that period, and they got some luck on their side. Four penalties in the second, all to Lincoln. So whatever you want to say about how the Storm are playing right now, we discussed the penalties earlier in the game. Right now, in the second period, the Storm did not take any penalties. The four penalties to Lincoln: David Paratino, two for slashing. Luke Shiplow, serving a too-many-man bench minor to Lincoln. And then two penalties to Connor Franti, checking from behind. A double minor and a game ejection. That's what has the Storm continuing to be on the power play. Unfortunately for Tri-City, they got that big opportunity with a 5-on-3 for a little bit. And the four-minute double minor, they have not capitalized. They had a lot of shots and a really good puck movement on that 5-on-3. There was a few different good shots, but Michael Bitzer's made every save that's come his way, except for one. And that was Joel Esperance, who got the Storm on the board from Drew Mayer and Cutler Martin at 14:46. That is the only goal the Storm have been able to beat Bitzer with, and it's been huge for Tri-City. They're down three, but it's not over. And they really, the biggest key for them right now heading into this third period, you got the minute 35 on the power play. If Tri-City can convert right off the beginning of the period, they're going to have a chance. They're down three right now. Got to take it one at a time, as I said before. But right now, it's all about one at a time, trying to get a good opportunity on the power play. And, you know, you talk about Josh Howgie, how animated he gets on the bench. I saw him walk off the ice, Howgie, at the end of the second period. He came on the ice tonight. He went with the jacket, but no tie, and a purple shirt. Howgie is now no jacket, and the purple shirt is close to coming untucked. Howgie is so animated on the bench. He's doing everything he can for his young team to try to get back into this game. It's really just, he's trying to do everything right now, and maybe that's, he's trying to do too much. I think the team needs to needs to respond a little bit to what he's going after. But I think the effort is there. It's just been some tough luck. And really, like I said, the early penalties, but also they got to get some timely goaltending. And you got to get everything together. Right now, Lincoln has gotten it. They've really done a good job offensively. They've made the best of their opportunities. And they've got great goaltending from Michael Bitzer, who has made 23 saves on 24 shots. And that's the difference in the game right now is the goaltending. Bitzer keeping his team ahead 4-1 after two periods. L'Esperance's goal, his second in as many games, his second of the season, fifth point for L'Esperance. And we mentioned earlier, Drew Mayer picks up his first Storm point. Cutler Martin with a second assist, his fourth assist of the season. That's your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment for the parts you need to keep you running. Visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Let's take a break here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Show, and we'll come back with the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Ah, here we go.
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go.
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like,
here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri-Service Center, people and resources you can count on always.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Back here at the Icebox, Tri-City Storm trailing 4-1 to Lincoln here in the Central Hydraulic. Intermission report, getting ready for the third period of play. We'll take a look at the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Third period underway in Sioux City between the Lancers and the Musketeers, and it is now a 4-3 game. Lancers in control, 4-3. The Storm will see the Lancers tomorrow night at Ralston Arena. Puck drop at 7:05 Central Time. Pre-game here on the Breeze at 6:45. I'll be with you on the call right here on the Breeze. First time between the Lancers and the Storm tomorrow night. So Storm watching the Lancers to see what they do tonight. They had a 3-1 lead after the first period, but in the second, Sioux City was able to score two goals, including a shorthanded goal from Jared Thomas, and it is now 4-3 in favor of the Lancers. Lancers tonight, Cole Bruns is in net, and Bruns has been a big name here early on in the USHL season. Started the season with a 5-game shutout streak, and that's how Omaha has gotten off to a lead in the Western Conference standings. They now lead 4-3 over Sioux City on the road, and the Tyson Event Center just underway in the third period there. Youngstown has a 3-1 lead over Cedar Rapids. Youngstown in Cedar Rapids here on the road, and the Phantoms have gotten off to a good start. Last weekend they had an overtime win, a game that went 0-0 all the way into overtime, and they got the 1-0 win in overtime. J.J. Pichenich able to score off a fantastic pass from Kyle Connor, and Connor was on his belly, just sprawled out with one hand on the stick, able to get it over to Pichenich. And he scored the goal in overtime. A great win for the Phantoms there. That was at home. Now they're on the road, and Kyle Connor has a goal. Luke Stork has two for Youngstown, and they lead 3-1 over Cedar Rapids. Podorowski has the goal for the Rough Riders. It's 3-1 Youngstown after two. Waterloo has taken a 2-1 lead on the Sioux Falls Stampede. Storm have yet to see the Stampede this season. They lost to Waterloo in a shootout a couple weeks ago. Waterloo will enter the Viero Event Center for the second time this season, coming up on Wednesday for Zombie Night, Wednesday at the Viero Event Center. Waterloo leading 2-1 right now over Sioux Falls on the road in the small rink up in Sioux Falls. Kravchenko has a power play goal for the Stampede. Zach Sanford and Blake Winecki with power play goals for Waterloo. Sanford, really a player that impressed me, a forward for Waterloo. He's going to be a big-time player in this league before the year is over. He's scoring big goals for this team. Watch out for Zach Sanford, number 12 on that Waterloo team. A really good player. Has Waterloo up 2-1 right now, late in the second period. Team USA has opened up a 3-1 lead on Fargo. Nice lead for Team USA. It was 1-1 last time we checked in on this one. Jack Daugherty, Ryan Hitchcock, both with goals in the second period. Team USA with the 3-1 lead on the road over Fargo. And finally, Dubuque with a 3-0 lead over the Chicago Steel. Steel have struggled early on this season. Dubuque is cruising as they have been, as usual, really. Dubuque, since they've come to this league, have been really a top-notch team. And a couple of goals to Alex Privatera. Mac McHugh with a goal for Dubuque. They lead 3-0. Outshooting Chicago 18-9 right now after or halfway through the second period in Dubuque. Fighting Saints in control. Here in Lincoln, the Stars are in control 4-1, but the Storm have a power play to start the third period for a minute 35 and a chance to get back in the game. When we come back here for the third period on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from The Arrow. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
We're ready for the third period here at the Icebox in Lincoln. The Stars with a 4-1 lead over the Storm. Storm won the first meeting between these two teams back on September 28th at the Viero Event Center. It was the season opener for both of these teams. Clearly, the Stars had revenge in mind here tonight as they came out, scored two in the first, two in the second, took a 4-0 lead. Tri-City scored a goal from Joel Lesperance to make it 4-1. Minute and 35 seconds remain in a Century 21 power play for the Tri-City Storm here to start this third and final period, and it'll be crucial for the Storm to take advantage here. The penalty to Connor Franti. Lincoln are without him for the rest of the game as he is assessed a checking from behind, double minor, and a game ejection for Franti, who hit Chris Wilkie. I've been told Wilkie was the man who was checked from behind. Thank goodness Wilkie okay, and he's actually back on the ice to start the third period here for the Storm. But it was a nasty enough hit that they decided Franti out of the game. And potential suspension, I'm sure the league will take a look at this one. When you see a game ejection, you usually think potential suspension. So it'll be reviewed this week, I'm sure. But the Storm have not taken advantage of the penalty yet. 4-minute power play, 1:35 remaining. Here as we start the third, Storm with a 5-on-4 power play, trailing 4-1. Ready to drop the puck now. Berger on the faceoff, lost it. And it goes back to Zach Fry, who just dumps it all the way into the Storm end. Went over Glukowski, who had an outstretched arm trying to glove it down. And now Glukowski retreats behind the net, falls down in front. Gets back up, finds Lebowski. Lebowski, nice little move, gets by Sacco. Sacco now retreating. Lebowski wraps it around to the far side where Poganski has it. Back down low to Berger. Berger up the wall, and it's out of play here. And we'll see who knocked it out. They say the faceoff will stay deep in the Lincoln end. 1:09 remaining in the power play, Century 21 power play for Tri-City Storm. 19:34 remaining in the game. Storm down 3 goals, 4-1. Trying to mount a comeback here. Face off to the right of Bitzer. False start on the Lincoln team. Berger will take the draw against Lampasso. Face off is scrum form one by Tri-City. Berger with it back on his stick. Berger down low to Poganski. Up top for Wilkie on the left point. Glukowski on the right. Leaves it now for Lebowski at the top of the right circle. Down low, it's Berger. Back to Lebowski. Bouncing puck. Lebowski gets it back. Lebowski holds it in. Lebowski down low to Berger. Berger on the goal line. Chance in front was blocked. Berger gets it back on his stick. Up top for Wilkie with a shot. Chance in front. And Poganski got shoved down, but puck kept in by Lebowski. Shot from Glukowski is deflected into the corner. And now it's back to Wilkie. Wilkie was in deep, but now he's up top. Wilkie found Lebowski. Lebowski on the right circle. Down low trying to find Poganski. It comes away, and it's moved by Lincoln here in the corner. Still in, deep in the zone. 22 seconds remaining on the power play for the Storm. Couple players pushing and shoving. Storm dig it out. Wilkie with it. Wilkie at the center of the zone. Down low with a shot. Save made and a holding on stoppage of play. Berger took that shot, and Bitzer makes the save, hanging on. 18:38 remaining in this one. 13 seconds remaining on what was a double minor for the Storm. And a power play for Tri-City. Just 13 seconds remain. Face-off to the right of Bitzer. Face-off scrum four. And it's kept in by Martin, but now it rolls out of the zone. Dello back to the Storm end of things. Final 5 seconds in the power play. Lesperance came onside but lost the puck. That's all the way back to the Storm end, and now we're back at even strength. The Storm cannot capitalize here on the power play. And now Martin turns it over behind the net. And Storm trying to get it back on their sticks now to the near side. Pittman threw one towards the net, went wide. Big hit on the near side wall there. As now it's moved to Smith. And now Cutler Martin knocked down a player. No call coming. Looks like he might have gotten away with a trip. Now here comes Joel Lesperance. Lesperance into the zone. Nice pass to Martin with a shot. and it just missed the net wide. Nice job by Martin. Had some room there. Kept in. Ooh, they say it was offside. Jalen Schultz tried to keep it in, but he couldn't. And it's offside's whistle to Tri-City. 17:52 remaining in this one. 4-1 the score. Lincoln scored the first four in this one. Storm trying to mount a comeback. L'Esperance with the only goal for Tri-City. Face off won by the Storm. And Schultz has it ahead of the red line. Banks it in deep. Fry back behind the Lincoln net for the Stars. And La Lampasso, nice little kick pass ahead for Humitz. It's dumped all the way to the Storm end by Humitz. An icing whistle to Lincoln. 17:39 left in this one. Still a lot of time left, but the Storm trailing 4-1 to the Lincoln Stars here in the icebox. Second meeting of the season between these two teams. Storm are back in action tomorrow night on the road in Omaha. McMurphy able to win the draw. That's Ryan McMurphy. Back to Schultz with a shot. Went wide of the net. A couple players in front of the traffic there. McMurphy was knocked down. Lincoln coming the other way with it. Stars in onside. Lampasso with a shot. Johansson got a piece of it with the glove. It went over the net. Rebound. Willett keeps it in. Lampasso down low. Lampasso leaving it for Humitz. Out top to the center. And the Storm got possession but could not clear. Marchand able to keep it in for Lincoln. Lampasso down low. Wins a battle to Humitz. Humitz on the far side wall. Up top for Willett. Willett on the right point. Willett with a shot. Blocked in front. Rebound. Save Johansson. Another save Johansson. Both on Tommy Marchand. Puck's loose now. McMurphy up the wall to Eastman. Kyle Eastman now past the red line. Eastman in onside. Eastman takes a hit into the near side wall. Lost the puck. It's deflected by a few players. Lincoln able to get it. McMurphy kept it in. That was Ryan McMurphy for the Storm. But now it's out to Lampasso. He rolls it back to the Storm end. Glukowski finds it. Both teams made some changes. Glukowski gets to the red line. Banks it off the backboards. It rolls out in front. Wilkie trying to get there. Taken back by Lincoln. Here's an opportunity for a breakaway. But it bounced away from Magnus Hoff. Hoff off the side of the net. Threw it in front there. It was loose. And a penalty upcoming to Tri-City. Chase McMurphy touches up. And it's a high stick on Tri-City. And Nolan Glukowski will head to the box for the next 2 minutes. Storm going the GNC penalty kill. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings. Glukowski, 2 minutes for high sticking. 16:24 remaining in this game. Storm going to kill a power play now. Lincoln on the night here on the power play. One of two. Faceoff is won by the Stars. And they have control. A quick shot right into the chest of Johansson. He hangs on and stops play. 16:18 remaining in the game. 1:54 remaining, the Glukowski high sticking penalty. Tri-City trailing 4-1. Got to kill this penalty off if they got any chance of coming back. Mayer on the faceoff for the Storm, lost it. And Colquist over to Shiplow. Shot blocked in front. Poganski on the rebound. Try to find Mayer for an odd man rush there, but it went past him. And Colquist is there to take it for Lincoln. Mayer, great forechecking here on the shorthanded GNC penalty kill. But now he falls down, and here comes Lincoln with some numbers. Stars with it. Hoff leaves it. Shot save Johansson with the right pad. Rebound for Hoff, taken away by Cutler Martin, and he clears it all the way down. Storm able to get a change. 35 seconds into the GNC penalty kill. 15:45 remaining in the game. Lincoln with it in their own end now. And it's moved forward by Magnus Hoff. Hoff with speed. Past the red line. In onside. A couple players tangled up as they enter the zone. And now Hoff still with it. Moves up top for Shiplow. Takes on a shot. Trying to move around Eastman. Passes it over to Colquist. Now to Hoff. Back to Colquist. Colquist on the left point. Finds Hoff. Hoff, nice pass to Shiplow, takes a shot. Johansson got it with the blocker. Loose puck, Schultz able to take it and clear it. Johansson almost had it slip through, but he knocked it away with the blocker. Now here's Lincoln with an odd man rush. Up the ice, shot, save Johansson. Nice save by Johansson, and it goes out of the zone. John Simonson there with a home run pass from the goaltender Bitzer, moved in on Johansson, and Jacob Johansson with a big save there. Now it's Stepanek for Lincoln. Stepanek on the near side. Up top for Willett with a shot. Blocked in front there. Rebound right to Bolton. Bolton with a goal in this game. Another shot went wide of the net. Now Stepanek had it skip over his stick, but he got it back, not allowing Gello to play it. Puck's loose behind the net now. A couple players fell down. Schultz gets right back up with it, trying to move it to Dello. Stepanek gets it back on his stick in the near side corner. Dello shoving him, left it for Smith. Shot from Willett. Glove save, Johansson. Nice shot from Daniel Willett. But nobody in front. Johansson got out in front of it to make the save. Just 4 seconds remaining in the Nolan Gluckowski high stick penalty. 14:28 remaining in regulation. Tri-City trailing 4-1 to Lincoln. Face off to the right of Johansson. L'Esperance will take the draw. L'Esperance here on the last couple seconds of the penalty kill, going to try to win this faceoff and move it out of the zone. Scrum four off the draw, and it's nice job by Drew Mayer getting it out of the zone. Gluckowski comes right in here to play with Martin. Martin played it behind the net. Paratino stopped it. Martin trying to shove it free, lost his footing. Hunter Anderson took it, got shoved by Martin, and now the Storm come away with it. Horn trying to race to the puck, but kept away from him by Pittman. And now Lincoln able to come in onside. Shot. Johansson with a glove save once again on Willett. Dominic Sacco left that one for Willett. He took a shot. Johansson makes the save. 13:58 remaining in regulation. Still a lot of time for the Storm, but they trail by 3 goals, 4-1. Again, got to take it one at a time here. Now that they've killed that Gluckowski penalty, they can try to chip away and get some pressure on Bitzer. L'Esperance on the faceoff, able to win it over to Kerr. Kerr banks it around the far side wall, and Horn could not clear. It's bouncing around, kept in by L'Esperance, though, with full control. Now Gluckowski from behind the net. He'll rush it up the ice over to Kerr. Kevin Kerr, past the red line. Kerr just wraps it in deep, goes banging around the board. So L'Esperance on the far side, tried a centering pass there right off the wall, and it's turned over to Lincoln. Here come the Stars. In onside. Shiplow to the center. And a shot. And Marchand just missed the net. Would have been his second goal of the night, as he had some room there on the left side of the net. But it goes all the way down to the Lincoln end. Stars moving it forward now. And it's here comes Lincoln with a 3-on-2. Humitz left it for Marchand. Shot. Save made. Rebound. Lopasso scores. Lincoln had a 3-on-2. And they made it count. Christian Lopasso scores, makes it 5-1 Lincoln. Storm now trailing by 4 goals. 13:11 remaining in the final third period. And again, it's a rebound that beats Johansson. That's been really the key. If you're going to try to score on Jacob Johansson, you got to get rebounds. Johansson's great at making the first save, but the rebounds have been left in front, and they've been costly. 5-1, Lincoln with the lead. 13:11 remaining. Face off at center ice to restart play. It's won by the Stars. And Pittman moves it ahead. It's deep into the Storm end now. Johansson out of the net. Leaves it for Dello. Torrey Dello turned it over to Simonson. And now Lincoln with possession. Simonson to the center. Knocked away. Pittman keeps it in. Shot from the wall. Deflection wide. Rebound score. Stefanik scores and makes it 6-1. And again, it's a rebound. Johansson, first save. Well, that one went wide. He saw the first shot. It went off the backboards. Stefanik was wide open. And it's 6-1, Lincoln. 3 goals surrendered by each goaltender. Levine let the first three in. Johansson came in, and now he's allowed three. 6-1 Lincoln. 12:45 remaining in this one. The Big O Tires, third period of play. As Lincoln has it, out to neutral ice, rolling into the Storm end. Cecier now. Cecier from behind his own net. Plays it too far ahead of Mayer. Lincoln with it. Willett in his own end. Moving it forward, Stepanek, who just scored. In onside, Stepanek with a shot deflected wide. And now it's recovered by Christian Horn. Horn banks it off L'Esperance out of the zone, but Willett put it right back to Horn. Horn now at the red line, cross-ice pass turned over. And here's Lincoln. Fry, fake on the shot, left it for Stepanek. He overskated it. Here's L'Esperance, odd man rush for the Storm. Mayer, back to L'Esperance, in onside. L'Esperance on the far side, got it knocked away from him. Down low it goes for Mayer. Mayer in the far side corner. Try to get it back to L'Esperance. Taken away by Stepanek. 11:50 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. As it's deflected by L'Esperance into the Stars' end. Willett with it now. Now to the far side. Lincoln, home run pass, couldn't connect. Icing waved off. Here's an opportunity. And it was poke checked away from Hoff by Johansson. We got a penalty upcoming to Tri-City. Delayed call coming as Willett has it. Takes a shot. Went wide of the net. Now Gulkowski touches up and a check in a Davey in. It'll be a penalty to Tri-City. And it's Nolan Gulkowski who goes to the box. Storm going back on the GNC penalty kill. Second consecutive call on Gulkowski. And here in this one, it's been Lincoln controlling the play for most of this game. 11:22 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Lincoln with a 6-1 advantage. If you need new tires or auto service and are a little strapped for cash, stop by Big O Tires and check out their 6 months interest-free financing. The approval process is simple and fast. You get your tires or brakes taken care of today and take up to 6 months to pay for them with no interest costs at Big O Tires. 2 minutes on the board. Nolan Gulkowski in the box for Tri-City, heading to the GNC penalty kill. Storm have held Lincoln to only one goal on the power play. They're 1-4, but Tri-City is 0-5. And they've had the man advantage. Two goals for Lincoln in the third. Christian Lampasso from Tom Marchand and Max Humitz. Jason Stepanek from Jared Colquist and Zach Pittman. The goals were just seconds apart. 24 seconds apart were the two goals. And the Storm trail 6-1. With 11:22 remaining, the Storm, after such a great defensive start to the season here as Lincoln wins the faceoff start in the power play, the last three games, Tri-City surrendered a whole host of goals. Storm able to get to a loose puck, and it's cleared out by Dello. McMurphy fighting for it, neutralized, couldn't get to it. And now it's moved by Willett. Back into the zone by Shiplow. On the far side of the Storm end, Martin knocked the player down, lost it to Willett. Moved over to Shiplow with a shot, went wide. Rebound up top, kept in by Willett. Willett on the left point for Lincoln. Over to Shiplow. Shiplow, the center of the zone. Trying to make a move on Lebowski. Gets it to Willett. Willett down low, poked away by the Storm. And now it's Ryan McMurphy. McMurphy played up to Lebowski. And Lebowski tried to throw it in the Lincoln end, went off on a change. Stars with it now, it's Shiplow. Shiplow ahead, into the zone. Dello knocks Simonson off the puck and roped it down the ice. Minute gone by in the Gulkowski penalty for slashing. Minute to go on the GNC penalty kill. 10:18 remaining here in regulation of the Big O Tires third period. Fry with a shot save made by Johansson. Rebound loose. Johansson knocked it into the near side corner. And now it's Sacco. Sacco to Pittman with a shot from the right point. Went wide of the net. Rebound kept in by Fry. Fry down low to Simonson. To the center. He had an opportunity there for Sacco. Kept in, though, by Pittman. And now it's Fry. Fry off the far side wall, turned over to Kerr. Kevin Kerr leading the rush for Tri-City shorthanded. Kerr just dumps it in and takes a hit. And a penalty will be whistled. Penalty to Lincoln. And a head contact call on Fry. So as Kevin Kerr was dumping that puck into the zone, he took a hit, and they will call it on Zach Fry. It looks like a head contact call to Fry. 9:43 remains in regulation. We'll have a 4-on-4 for the next 21 seconds, and then we'll have a Century 21 power play for the Storm. 6-1 lead for Lincoln. In the first half of the third period, Lincoln has outshot the Storm 11-1. They have had two power plays. And now there's a penalty whistle to Fry. And he's in the box for the next 2 minutes. 9:43 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City trailing 6-1. Faceoff won by Lincoln. He moved it out to neutral ice. Turned over here to Eastman. Eastman turns it right back to Lincoln. Here's Shiplow. Moves in. Shiplow with a few moves. Gets taken off by Eastman. Fans want a penalty. And probably got a good argument there, but no call coming. Johansson able to make a save from an odd angle shot. And now Cecere has it. Tri-City at full strength on the power play now. Eastman in onside. Eastman down the right side finds Cecere with a shot save made by Bitzer. Rebound loose. Eastman had a shove in it. Couple players pushing and shoving, and it's still loose. And finally, the officials blowing the whistle and stopping play. Storm in front of the net. And now some pushing and shoving gets the fans on their feet. Minute 21 remaining in the Century 21 power play. 9:04 remaining in the game. Lincoln leading the Storm 6-1. Fry did go for head contact at 10:17. 1:21 left in that penalty. Century 21 power play. 9:04 left of the Big O Tires third period. Berger will take the faceoff for Tri-City to the right of Bitzer. Last second change, Poganski gets off the ice, and now the Storm get tossed from the faceoff for the late change. Eastman comes in to take it. Eastman seeing some power play time here tonight. Faceoff is won by Lincoln, wrapped around the far side wall, and out of the zone by the Stars. Hunter Anderson in onside. Anderson had it on the backhand, circles back. Up top, a shot from Colquist, save made by Johansson. And now Berger tried to play it down low to Gwukowski, taken away by Hunter Anderson. Anderson, such a tough guy to move off the puck. He scored his first goal as a Lincoln Star tonight. And Wilkie will move it forward. 50 seconds remaining in the Century 21 power play. Lebowski is in onside. Lebowski, down low it goes. Berger has it now. Berger on the far side wall, up top for Wilkie. Now Lebowski, up top for Gwukowski. Back to Lebowski on the right circle. Lebowski lost it on the wall, dove to keep it in, and now it's out of the zone. Lincoln knocked it out of play into the penalty box. 30 seconds remain in the Zach Fry head contact penalty. 8:13 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM. Storm trailing 6-1 to Lincoln right now. Storm have just had problems playing in this building under the Josh Howji era. And the problems continue here as they're trailing 6-1. 8:13 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Faceoff is won by Lincoln. He gets moved back down into the Storm end. Storm on the power play for another 22 seconds. Cecile fakes to go one side, now comes out the other side of the net. Moves it forward for Christian Horn. Horn in his first game with the Storm. Gets it deep for Mayer. Mayer registered his first Storm point on the only goal tonight. Working in the corner. Mayer able to get it out. Leaves it for Martin. Martin now on the far side. Back for Mayer. Mayer takes a hit. Moved by Willett from behind the net. Lincoln's back at full strength. And here they come. It's Fry right out of the box with Lampasso. Tries to get to the center. Tied up by Cecere. Here's an opportunity for Anderson. Taken off by Cutler Martin. But he puts it into the corner for Lampasso. Lampasso on the far side now. Lampasso the top. Down low to Hunter Anderson. Anderson from behind the net. Centering pass, turned over to Horn, but he lost it to Lampasso. Lampasso with a puck stuck in his skates, has it for Mayer. Mayer banks it off the far side. Lesperance chasing at it, slaps one in on Bitzer. Bitzer made the save. And now it's deflected in deep to the Storm end. 7 minutes remaining in the Big O Tires, third period of play. Tri-City trailing by 5 goals. They're down 6-1. Lincoln with it in the Storm end, dumped in deep by Colquist. Stars able to retreat for a second. Dello ahead for McMurphy. McMurphy moves it ahead, trying to find Eastman a neutral ice. Turn right back to Colquist, who fires one for Paratino. McMurphy stops that one. And now Dello with it. Dello across the red line. Dello in onside with a shot deflection on. Bitzer makes the save, and Bitzer able to smother it and hang on. Couple players pushing and shoving after the whistle. 6:27 remains now in the Big O Tires third period of play. A lot of shoving behind the Lincoln net. A stick has been thrown. A stick was thrown into the near side corner there. Looks like it came from Tommy Marchin. Don't know if any gloves were dropped, but we'll see. A couple players headed to the box. Garrett Gomez for Tri-City, Colquist for Lincoln. Most likely matching minors for those two. 6:27 remain here in the Big O Tires third period of play. Lincoln now out shooting the Storm. 42-28 in the game and 12-4 in the third period. Storm had turned things around momentarily at the end of the second, but now in the third, it has been all Lincoln. Colquist in the box, as well as Gomez. Both 2 minutes for delay of game. Five on five, actually. No loss of manpower. A shot from Lincoln went wide of the net. Lukowski able to put it into the corner. Kumitz up top for Zach Fry. Fry with a lot of pressure from Wilkie, but able to evade Wilkie and put it back in deep. Now on the near side, it's McMurphy. Chase McMurphy for Tri-City. And Chase Berger. Two different Chases playing together here for Tri-City. Berger got taken down, no call coming, and now here comes McMurphy. Chase McMurphy to Wilkie. Wilkie with a shot that's deflected to the backboards. Back to Wilkie, another shot, and a save made by Bitzer. Bitzer with the left pad. Looks like he just robbed Wilkie there. 5:40 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Turnover neutralized. Berger able to glove down a pass from Lincoln. Berger trying to find Wilkie. Went into the corner. Wilkie with a shot. Went behind the net, and Wilkie got hit, and the puck went out of play. 5:28 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. 6-1. Lincoln with the advantage. In full control here at the Icebox. First time the Storm are here this season. Tough place to play, and it showed here for Tri-City. Aldworth back on the ice. Haven't seen Aldworth on the ice in a while, as he's playing now with L'Esperance and Mayer. Almost taken down, but he stays on his feet. Runs into his own man, though, and the Storm able to ice the puck. It will not carry for icing, though. Pittman has it, and we are now into the Diamond Vogel final five. Here, 5 minutes remaining in the third period. Tri-City trailing 6-1 to Lincoln. It's been a string of losses here for the Storm, and they're hoping to end it tomorrow night, but it will not end tonight. As a scrum forward on the near side wall, 4:40 remaining now in the Diamond Vogel final five. It's iced all the way down by Lincoln, whistle blown. 4:37 remains. Lincoln with a 6-1 lead now. Goals for six different scorers: Luke Bolton, Hunter Anderson, John Simonson, Tom Marchand, Christian Lampasso, and Jason Stepanek. The only goal for Tri-City, Joel L'Esperance from Drew Mayer and Cutler Martin. Based off one by Lincoln, and they've got possession. Stepanek knocked off the puck by Dello, and now Lincoln with it. 4:25 remaining here. Diamond Vogel final five. And Lincoln's got a big opportunity here. Moving in on Johansson. Debien couldn't get a shot off, as it's Hoff who gets it into the far side corner. Schultz is there. Storm have a few bodies there. And now Debien gets shoved by Christian Horn. Down low, Magnus Hoff takes a shove. And it's moved in the front. The opportunity put wide by Debien. Hoff with it. Takes a hit from Schultz. Now on the far side corner, another chance in front for Hoff. Up top it goes. Fry leaves it there for Simonson. Back to Fry. Fry down low to Hunter Anderson. Lincoln now with four forwards on the ice. Interesting move here for Lincoln and Jimmy McGroarty as the Storm ice the puck all the way down. Looks like Simonson might be playing a little bit of defense after Lincoln had a defenseman knocked out. Connor Franti, and I shouldn't say knocked out, I should say kicked out, a game ejection for Connor Franti in his third game here this season. It ends early for him. 3:34 remaining here in the Diamond Vogel final five. Tri-City trailing 6-1 to Lincoln. Face off in the Storm end is won by Lincoln. A shot went wide of the net. Lampasso held up by Dello there. And now Paratino moved it up top for Willett. To the near side, Shiplow. A shot. Johansson made the save. Hit him in the helmet. Changed direction on him. And now Lebowski got it out to Poganski, who dumps it in deep to the Lincoln end. Storm on a change, and here's Dominic Sacco back in onside for Lampasso. Lampasso's got wheels, leaves it for Sacco. Nice move to get around Eastman. Lampasso throws it in front. Save made, Johansson. Storm knocking a few players away from the net after the play. 3:04 remaining in the Diamond Vogel final five. 6-1, Lincoln in full control here over the Storm. Face off to the right of Johansson now. Ryan McMurphy will take it for the Storm. McMurphy able to win it. Now Cutler Martin. Brought it to Kevin Kerr, but it was too far in front. Kerr didn't expect that pass. And it's moved down low again by Lincoln. Now Martin has it back on a stick. Hits Eastman in the skate with a pass. Martin, again, controls. Cutler Martin forward to Mayer. Drew Mayer banked it off the wall. Lincoln player had it. McMurphy trying to go on the forecheck. Back to Eastman it is. Eastman past the red line. Dumped in deep. Bitzer's got it for Lincoln. 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. And now the Stars have the puck moving into the Storm end. Racing into the Storm end now was Davian. Lost control. Centering pass. Save Johansson. Willett crept in and got a point-blank shot on Johansson. And Jacob Johansson made the save. Now Kevin Kerr. Kerr ahead for Mayer. Mayer stood up there, but he got it in deep. Ryan McMurphy goes to get it. McMurphy took a hit. Kevin Kerr was in deep trying to help. McMurphy's pinned into the backboards. 2 minutes remaining here. Lincoln in control with a 6-1 lead. Stepanek moves it forward, and it's into the Storm end. Cecere's trying to get to it. He can't. Luke Volton, centering pass, turned over to Cecere. Wilkie trying to turn it the other way, and he lost it to Fry. And Berger's trying to get to it. Couldn't. Lincoln dumps it back into the Storm end. Johansson from behind the net. Cecere. Cecere moved it dangerously over to Berger with Johansson out of the net. Now Chase McMurphy to Wilkie. Wilkie had to stop to take it control. And now Jalen Schultz banks it in deep to the Lincoln end. Fry gets it in on his stick. And now it's moving to the far side for Brennan Smith. Smith back out to neutral ice. Chase McMurphy has it for the Storm. McMurphy moved it in, but it was stopped by Lincoln. Minute 15 remaining in the game. Shot from Simonson. Save made by Johansson. Johansson makes the save on Simonson. Took the shot from the top of the left circle. 1:11 remaining. The Diamond Vogel Final Five. Lincoln ahead 6-1. Fans filing out of the icebox, and they'll go home happy for Lincoln as they pick up their second win of the season. For the Storm, the record drops to 2-4-2. Storm still stuck at 6 points. And it's been three games without a point. My math is correct. It's five in a row losses for the Storm. Last minute of play here in this one. Dello gets slammed down to the ground by Davian. That's a penalty on Davian. Hope Dello's okay. He's very slow to get up here. A hard-nosed player for the Storm and the youngest player on the Storm, Tori Dello, shaking this one off. And I think the Storm probably want to get Dello off the ice here. Late in the game, 53 seconds left. I think it's going to be a power play for Tri-City. And high sticking is the call. Looks like Dello just got body slammed on the ground. He's still on the ice right now, bent over. Matt Stern wants to come take a look. Very slow to get off the ice. It looked like his head hit hard behind the net. He's now sitting on the bench. And you got to hope Dello's okay here for the Storm. As Tri-City wins the faceoff, and they'll have a power play for the remainder of this one. Final 45 seconds in the game. Martin takes a shot, missed the net, rebound down low. 35 seconds left in the game. Martin again, another shot, save in front. Rebound to the far side, Eastman down low. Again, Mayer to the front, knocked away. Chance missed wide for the Storm. Kept in though by Martin, 22 seconds left in the game. And it's out of the zone. And a race for the puck here. Won by Lincoln and Simonson. Nice job by Martin to get back and knock it off his stick. Simonson wraps it in deep. Gomez back on the ice now. Final 8 seconds of this one will end with the puck in the Storm end. Magnus Hoff has it tied up. And that'll do it. A 6-1 dominating performance. The fans here in Lincoln salute their hometown team. Final score once again, 6-1 Lincoln. Tri-City drops to 2-4-2. On the season series with Lincoln now tied 1-1. We'll take a break and come back with the old Chicago post-game show right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Midway Auto Dealership says go Storm. We think you guys are winners and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Oh, here we go.
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go.
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, three nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like,
here we go!
Started off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted, with nuts or sprinkles. Donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts. Something to crow about.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the old Chicago postgame show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome back inside the icebox. Final score from this one, Lincoln Stars take control. They score two goals in each of the three periods to give them a total of six. Tri-City only with one goal for themselves here in this one, and that was to Joel Lesperance. Let's look here to the Old Chicago postgame show. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the game with the best selection of food for the whole family. It's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. Recap this one. Again, a 6-1 win for Lincoln. They got an early start and scored two goals in the first period and never looked back. Luke Volton with the first one on the power play. The only power play goal in this game. There was 11 chances, 7 for the Storm and 4 for the Stars. Storm went 0-7 on the power play. The final one was an abbreviated power play, a late penalty to Jonathan Debien. However, for Lincoln, the one power play goal put them ahead, and they never looked behind after that. Luke Volton, a power play goal from Brandon Smith and Daniel Willett at 13:29. The Stars outshot the Storm 17-7 in the first period. And they got a second goal from Hunter Anderson, Zach Fry, and Max Humitz on the assist, 19:25. That was a tough goal for the Storm because, you know what, if they were down 1-0 at the end of one, you can take it moving to the second period, but you let up a goal in the final minute of the first period. Now you're down two goals, and it's just a kind of a big blow to take going into the second period. Again, Hunter Anderson and Luke Bolton, both with their first goals of the season for Lincoln at huge times. One on the power play, and the next one was a goal with 35 seconds left in the period. So Lincoln with a 2-0 lead after one, and already with an advantage on the shots on goal. In the second period, it was more of the same. Lincoln gets goals from John Simonson. For Simonson, it's his fourth goal of the season, leading the team in goals. And really just, again, a big goal on a deflection in front. That one knocks Hayden Levine out of the game. Levine finishes with 20 saves on 23 shots, allowed those three goals. And Lincoln was ahead 3-0 early on into the second period. Then, under 2 minutes later, Tom Marchant scores from Max Humitz. Marchant, his second goal of the season, excuse me. Max Humitz, another assist, his second of the game at 8:07 of the second period. And it was 4-0 Lincoln. It was looking down for the Storm for a while there. But the Tri-City Storm got on the board with a goal by Joel Esperance from Drew Mayer and Cutler Martin. A nice-looking play. Mayer set Esperance up. He was all alone in front of Bitzer, and Esperance beat Bitzer with a nice shot for his second goal of the season at 14:46 of the second period. Tri-City outshoots Lincoln 17-13 in the second, aided by some penalties from Lincoln. Lincoln took four penalties in the second. Storm kept themselves out of the box in the second, but four penalties to Lincoln, and that's when the Storm had a chance to get back into this game. They had a couple power play opportunities. They only got the one goal from Esperance, but they did outshoot Lincoln 17-13. So you're wondering, can the Storm maintain that advantage moving into the third period? And the answer to that was they could not, as early on, unable to score on a carryover on a power play to start the third period. Two goals for Lincoln in the third. Again, Christian Limpasso for Limpasso. It was his first goal of the season. And then Jason Stepanek. Stepanek only has two goals this season. Both have come against the Tri-City Storm. And Lincoln with a dominating 6-1 win here tonight at the Icebox. Again, the only goal for Joel Esperance. Johansson came in, played pretty well in relief, but did allow three goals as well. 21 shots he faced. He saved 18 of them. Johansson played 33 minutes. Levine played 26. Michael Bitzer gets the first star of the game for Lincoln. 30 saves on 31 shots. Really the hero of the game for Lincoln. Didn't allow the Storm to get back in this one. He was solid in his net the entire way. And that is your Stadler Implement game recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Let's move right to the three stars. And I already gave you the number one star, but we'll talk about the three stars here presented by New West. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. Three stars here tonight. The third star for the Tri-City Storm, number 27, Joel Esperance. Second goal in as many games for Esperance. And really a goal at a good time for the Storm, but unfortunately it was the only one that they had here tonight. Two goals on the season now for Esperance. 5 points in his last few games, and he's really starting to come on. Just got to wonder where the rest of that offense is to help Esperance out. He picks up the third star of the game. Second star for Max Humitz. Humitz here tonight had three assists. Two of them were secondary, but one primary assist on the Tom Marchand goal. And Humitz with the three assists. No goals, but three assists. He gets the second star of the game. Number one star of the game is your goaltender for the Lincoln Stars, Michael Bitzer. 30 saves on 31 shots. Never allowed Tri-City to get back into this one. Storm had a couple good chances trying to get back into it late in the second period. Bitzer only allowed the one goal, and that was key here in a Lincoln victory. Dent Popper Grinder of the Night. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper in Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Grinder of the Night tonight for the Storm. Got to go with Kyle Eastman. Eastman really earned his minutes out there, played some power play time, played penalty kill time, worked hard, won battles, made a couple nice passes in front trying to set things up. Really, you've seen the improvement from Kyle Eastman, maybe not on the scoreboard, but you know, as far as winning battles, being in the right position, understanding the systems here in his second year under head coach Josh Howgie, those are the little things that really can help. It's just that Storm needs some more scoring. And tonight, we saw a really nice performance from Kyle Eastman. I thought he looked good. And he is awarded the Dent Popper Grinder of the Night here tonight for Tri-City. Also thought Chase McMurphy in the first half of the game looked very good as well for the Storm. And right now it's just not enough scoring for Tri-City. Only one goal again for the Storm, averaging just over one goal a game on offense. Not going to cut it here in this league in the USHL. Not really in any hockey league. You got to be able to put the puck in the net. And that's what's been ailing the Storm here early on this season, eight games in. We'll take a break on the Old Chicago post-game show. We'll come back to wrap things up here. We'll speak to a member of the Tri-City Storm coaching staff, and we'll recap the out-of-town scoreboard here before we sign off on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get-thin-quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago post-game show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Back here in Lincoln, Tri-City Storm dropped 6-1 to the Lincoln Stars. And we will be without a coach here. Both Josh Howgie, J.B. Bittner, not going to come join us. Understandably so here, I guess. 6-1 win, the final for Lincoln. Not many positives in this game for the Storm, and I think Josh Algie just wants to chalk it up and head on to another night here. So we'll recap the out-of-town scoreboard and sign off here. Sioux City with a come-from-behind win, 6-5 in overtime. Nice win for the Musketeers at home. Storm will face the Omaha Lancers, who dropped in that game, tomorrow night at the Ralston Arena. Cedar Rapids with a 4-3 win over Youngstown. Waterloo with a 5-2 lead on Sioux Falls late in that game. Team USA with a 4-1 win over Fargo, and Dubuque has a 4-2 lead over the Chicago Steel. Final score in this one here from Lincoln, the Tri-City Storm falls 6-1 to the Lincoln Stars. We will talk to you tomorrow night from the Ralston Arena in Omaha as the Tri-City Storm will take on the Omaha Lancers for the first time this season. Thanks again for joining us. Thanks again to our engineer, Caleb, back in studio, doing a great job and making this all work here from Lincoln tonight. We'll talk to everyone tomorrow night in Omaha. Until then, have a great night, everyone.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.